Hi, my name's Clarence.
Clarence.
You know, I'm not a very happy person. I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses, when people see me at school.
Like red, green, happen.
I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night. They started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say, and now with all the voices, I can hear them every time.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yes, apparently it is.
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those guys.
That's what all my
in the following program are.
Mine too.
All my students look like exactly like that except for Medicaid.
If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for three irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Gee, and I've held off getting a computer when all these options are available to me.
Don't ask where it was.
Well, Jack, that's what they kind of say.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Now that the show's on, we have nothing to say.
Of course.
It's we did. Whimper, doesn't it?
You should have heard the half hour.
I my colon.
You should have heard half an hour before the show. What did you bring, girl, in the last?
I brought some tasty Japanese snacks.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
Okay.
Start with the Every Burger.
Okay, Every Burger.
Rough start to the show, folks. We're talking about snacks.
What? Okay, this is Every Burger. They're little Japanese cookies, individually wrapped, of course. Look like little tiny hamburgers. Little cookies, a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of mystery cream in between. Maybe a little cheeseburger. They're individually wrapped. They actually have a little dusting of little powdered
sesame seeds
on top, like little actual sesame seeds that have been
Japanese
chopped down
snacks,
into reduced
folks.
Size so that they're to scale. Basically, I believe
they're G.I. Joe burgers.
They're G.I. Joe burgers.
If anyone ever collects those 12-inch figs, like some of those people out there, i.e. Syrian,
and
they would be perfect. Food
this
for
is
them.
A perfect snack food for them.
$2
Very
for like about
isn't he? He's the toughest guy I know collects Barbie.
Careful.
I walk into my roommate's bedroom. And there's like 25 of these things on the wall, and they're all staring
at me. Don't
you
be dissing, Ronan.
You can move, and they'd still be staring at you, right?
It's so freaky. It's like I keep expecting one of those episodes of like the Outer Limits to happen where all the little soldier toys came alive.
Oh, you mean like small soldiers?
Yes.
That's the movie, yeah.
You turn around, and you turn back, and they've moved just a bit.
Wow.
Are we kicking out yet?
No, I don't know. I have no idea if it's really loud or really quiet. Cause
anybody out there who pays attention, if you are actually paying attention.
Is it completely distorted?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
I think they can. Yeah, they're saying
there are lots and lots of
snacks
zipper noise and,
other
unpleasant buzzing noises.
Zipper noises?
Zipper noises. I talked about your ass earlier. Now I talked about zippers. Now you're really scaring me.
Can I talk about my colon?
If this doesn't sound unusual.
No. Then it's okay.
Let her
talk about her colon.
My other Japanese snacks are little cookies called colon. If you can't see them, what they are is they're little tubes of cookie, but like little rolls, and they're filled with sugary icing.
No,
okay, absolutely. First off, they're called colon. So which lends itself to a variety of jokes, like as my boyfriend was saying, I love to suck the creamy filling out of my girlfriend's colon after I gave him one of these things.
Yeah.
Which brought to mind how exactly that creamy filling got there.
Second.
My sister, what are the odds? Freak.
Second, you look at the ingredients list, and this might tell you a little bit about the creamy filling. The first ingredient is shortening. How many cookies?
Oh, so that's how it got there. Okay. You're not explaining how it got there.
Okay, so the first
could be worse.
First ingredient,
first ingredient could be Alestra. Then it would really be a self-fulfilling property.
Oh. Let me finish the spiel, okay? Okay, the first ingredient is shortening, then sugar, then flour, okay? So these things are, these are fattening, greasy little critters. But, oh, they're tasty. Now, the third thing I have to say about colas, I was snacking on these things at work because I was working there for a few months at a place which is only a couple of blocks away from a really good Asian supermarket.
Where is this?
This was in Surrey.
Okay.
The TNT supermarket down there.
Oh, right. Okay, I know that one.
Now, I'm munching on these things, and in comes one of our co-workers who's been away because he was over getting, a quadruple bypass.
And
I'm
how old?
What?
How old was this guy?
I don't know how old he is.
Quadruple bypass, and you offer him a colon.
Well, he's not like 20 or anything, but he's like, he's
30 to 40.
Maybe in his 40s.
Okay.
Anyway,
still sucks.
Anyway, yeah, so he's getting this, and he had to go like, he had to like, and this was like on short notice. He suddenly just go, whoa.
Oh, yeah, so by the way, your arteries are like Colgate tubes.
So here I am eating, colon, and I take a look at them. and I realize, wow, they're like little self-fulfilling prophecies, because you look at them and they're like a little brittle candy shell filled with shortening.
Yeah,
a cross section of your artery 10 years later.
They're like a cute little atherosclerotic artery. Only the Japanese could think of this.
Wait, we take hardened arteries that are filled with gunk, we sell them as snack food. This is a great idea.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
Well, you got to soak them in sugar and deep fry them first.
I'm sure you've been to the website Ingrish, right?
Oh, yeah.
I believe that colon candy is on there.
It would have to be.
Toss me one.
www.ingrish.com. And
how exactly do you spell English?
English with an R. English.
Okay, just checking.
And it's exactly what you think it is. The webpage is all
the cult
funny signs.
Out there as they're slightly panicking in the IRC. No, there is no Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
No, what are you talking about? I'm right here!
Sure.
No, he's currently hooking up with Hungen Cybertech down in Seattle. So whether he actually makes it back in time for the show, we do not know.
Unlikely. He said he may phone in.
Well, there you go.
Maybe, yeah.
Wow. But there you go. Ronan
and watch as everyone leaves immediately. There. Ding, 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 ding.
What the fuck
down to one.
There anyway.
He's hooking up with Hungen Cybertech.
There's Sean, you know.
For why?
Just phoning it in, huh?
Yeah, just phoning it in. Just putting his putting a lot of effort into it,
but
you know.
Cybertech works at some kind of military research facility.
No, don't go away too much. He may be listening.
Anyways. Who's in the IRC?
So why don't we start with who the hell we are, and then we'll start with who the hell's in the IRC.
Down the triple. We are the What the Hell Show. Okay, I'll get on the camera.
Seems we have a fan in the IRC. Nomad Terrell says she won't leave just because Sean isn't here. She loves everyone at the What the Hell Show.
Okay, that
now
makes
we love Terrell.
And Vampire Hellborn chains himself to Terrell's leg.
Are we reading the IRC again?
Hello, it's your old Uncle Dak saying, why the fuck am I still here?
Because you decided to drag yourself 30 Ks. I have no idea why. Don't ask me.
Hey there, folks. It's Anki, and I'm freshly abrasive.
Anybody need to polish their nails?
This is amazing. It's like you could buff a wall
rub
with this thing.
Rub the piggy.
Ew. Quote,
we should
neuter
know
him.
Things talking about his head.
Oh.
We've been looking into it.
Ew. Ronan Maddox saying hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. There you go, projectile. This time.
Tonight, APOC?
Just a little foreshock.
I'm going to slap everybody in the room now.
Hey, this is girl on the left eating the last of my colon.
No, there's no pictures out there, Lieutenant.
Wait. Save some of your colon for me.
Hi, this is .com girl. I'm glad I'm not eating my colon.
Tastes like banana.
See, it's gonna be like a ready. That's why I wanted to go right off the.
No, top. No, too sexy. No, no.
Oh God.
Girl on the left.
Yeah.
Why does your colon taste like bananas?
The running joke for tonight,
see,
folks.
Exactly. That's
snack foods.
That's why I did it right off the top, because I knew, especially in the absence
you
of Sean.
She knew.
Smokehouse right now is editing together a new promo. One hand.
That's what he said. He said, girl on the left, keep talking. Just keep on talking.
Oh, yeah, baby, keep talking. I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
Nasty.
Wrong.
Wrong.
So wrong.
Very wrong.
Quick, Sim, get to the
IRC. Why don't you tell
them
about your special filled buns or something a little
special
more.
Filled
I think
buns.
Oh, we did. We
talk
did
about your buns.
We already talked about her sesame seed filled buns or whatever.
Oh, Skitty says, I love you, Sumerian.
Aww.
And then she hides.
No, though, it would be really disturbing if I had brought chocolate colon. I couldn't find
chocolate.
So I had to go over banana colon.
You can't
which
just
is almost as disturbing.
Chocolate colon for men.
A cream filled colon.
They make
pocky
for men.
That's right.
Pocky.
People were talking about pocky in the IRC, and I'm like, that's kid stuff. Pocky's everywhere. You can't get colon everywhere.
No, you can't. Kind of like trying to buy a Chevy Nova in Spain.
Oh,
okay.
Nova.
Nova.
So let's
go through the IRC. Would you?
Does
somebody?
Go.
Oh, I'll read it.
Somebody in this. Sim is the sexiest bitch.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. People are getting all excited.
Someone humping Sam.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Virtual hump. Is that an e-hump? In the IRC, Mr. Echo, Holy Dio, Smokehouse, Ophidophi, Pseudo, Array 69, Evil Dead, Link RX, Paradox, Kexler, Miss Echo. I guess she's still there.
Oh, yeah.
Cerulean, that's who it is.
Excellent.
Zebulon, Integrity, Rooster, Templar Knight, ST Undead, Apoc.
Way to go,
Moving
Miss
Shadow,
Echo.
Buck X, Half Elf, Infaloop, Terrell, Poison Cheeto, Schnitz,
Terrell.
Skitty, Prophet Angel, Kozix, those are new people, Pandora, Star Baby, Zerstor, Sparky, Skidmark, and we've got the studio in the IRC tonight, which is the other computer, so everyone can see what you're saying now, and they can make comments, as I'm sure you
realize. We used to be able to do this, but we haven't been able to.
Yeah, we've moved around.
Miss Echo, Echo is taking good care of me, which is like code speak for please come save me.
Hey, Miss Echo, don't give anybody any ideas.
We'll be there in 10 minutes. Hellborn and Zenobia. Yes, no Sean K. You have to move the mouse or control, yeah. And somebody's playing with their mic. That would be it. Yeah, stop it. Whoever did that really...
That was...
you. Okay. Yeah. Bad martial arts film, it sounds like.
Perfect. Now I shall destroy you!
Or the creek. Oh, my God.
Please, everyone stop that, or I'll begin killing the room.
Woohoo!
Oh, you have headphones
again.
On.
So much.
I wish I had a police whistle.
Somebody a couple weeks ago was telling me that we were going to be broadcast on a pirate radio station. I don't know if I mentioned this before.
Oh, I know. Yep. The same one in Prince George or something?
No, Mendocino County in California.
Sweet!
Not rebroadcasting the show, but playing Sean Kay's rants on a pirate radio station over the air.
That's awesome.
So if anybody is in Mendocino County in California, it's on 107.9. It's called K-Nothing Radio, 107.9 FM. And let me know if they actually are on the air. Or
what's
if
their broadcast radius, like 200 feet?
I'm not sure. He didn't say how big it was, but I mean, in a high population area, it would probably broadcast the whole county, I'm sure. Things are so small around there, right?
Sometimes.
With high population.
High population, yes.
Yes. Very dense.
Really?
Like the air.
Like the air,
like
yeah.
The people.
No, I don't diss California.
No, there's
people.
A lot of smart people in California. I mean, except for the fact that they're living in California, which
no,
I just can't imagine.
I rather like California.
California's actually got lots of good and bad. I remember when I was down in California, I liked everything about California except San Jose.
Uh-huh.
Which would be about the only place in California I'd have a hope of getting a job.
But, is that the tech capital
that
of California?
That is Silicon Valley, man. And it's like, it's kind of like there's the ocean at sea level. And then there's like the next 200 feet of strata of the atmosphere is like car exhaust. I mean, if you get out of San Jose, you know.
And then there's desert.
Yeah, then there's desert. Then there's some farm fields up north that are pretty, well, it looks like Edmonton.
Wow.
I need say nothing more.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I think my personal favorite joke about California came when someone mentioned that the mudslides were putting out the forest fires.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much sums up the weather there, you know.
Yeah.
It all evens out. Waiting for the next earthquake.
It all evens out at the end. It has an earthquake. The mudslides fill in the cracks. People are asking, where are all the streams? Well, I did move, so the IP addresses have changed, so people haven't updated the other streams. I'm trying to get in contact with them. If somebody out there has a very large stream that they can donate to me, that would be much appreciated.
Have you fixed Big Pipe?
Oh, Big Pipe. You fixed Big Pipe.
Did I? I don't remember.
Yes, Big Pipe's great. Okay. 56. We've got it's Live 365 and the Big Pipe. That's it.
Is there dual stream on Big Pipe, or is it just
no,
single
just
right
a single stream. So
do you
I don't
want
know.
Another one?
Oh, it'd be great.
Okay,
yeah,
another
24
another
stream. I think it's port 8888 instead of 8000. It's one, like, whatever it is, switch it to the 8000 or the 8888.
Okay.
But there is still Live 365. So if anybody else wants to give
Live
them out to me.
Live 365, don't they put little, like, hi, this is Live
365. Yes. And once in a while they put in a commercial. So I'd like to get away from that, but I can't just yet.
No kidding.
Because I don't
have
enough mirrors.
Business model.
Now that they've got enough radio stations on, they can start introducing ads now that they've got everyone addicted and thousands of stations.
So how do they know where to put the ads in?
Right at the beginning.
Oh.
For now, it's just right at the beginning. Soon, it'll be like, insert anywhere we feel like it.
No, it's like NHL.com. They give a little plug to themselves, and then they let you broadcast the game that you want to listen to.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's fair. If you don't want to use them, don't use them, right? You're not forced to use them. They're not the only guy out there.
As long as it's just the beginning, I have no problem with that.
And the webcam is not up tonight. The webcam computer is way in the other room.
And you would actually have had to lift it and carry
it
in.
Carry something and exert it.
Considering his weight and everything, we're not surprised.
I'd break. I switched video cards so these people can see the IRC in here. And so the other one's not set up. It has video capture.
So that we can read
as
you're
well
saying,
and
you cannot see
video
us
output.
Wow.
It's really cool since Sim's got a girlfriend. When the two of them hug, we can actually see one of them when they turn sideways.
Do you want me to hit him? Like, really hard?
Sure.
Oh, in the IRC.
Anytime. And another thing that's happening with Rant Radio is that we're introducing independent, unknown, small bands that aren't, like, widely known. And you may have heard them in the rotation already. They're on the page under Featured Artist, and so far on the page I've put Doll Factory, Dr. Sinister, Porn on Beta, and the Shizit. And what?
Apot can see Dak from New York.
That's only because he can bend light around a curve.
And I've got a couple more.
I'm sitting beside him, I'm so dead.
Confirmed ones.
He's twice my size.
He's visible from space.
You're all going to bleed. I'm sorry, man. Once
I didn't
it gets
say
on the roll, the evil just won't stop.
How the hell are we going to get home, Dak?
I'd like to thank Evil James for making all the buttons. If you go to the FAQ, there's like 24 buttons he made for me, little rant buttons. They're very, very cool. Check them out. They're for all the bands that are getting featured on the show. They can put it on their page and link it to Rant Radio. It says, we're played on Rant Radio.
Wow.
And it promotes the artist, and we get promoted through the artist. So if you know any bands that fit the format, please let me know on mp3.com or just their webpage or whatever. That would be excellent. And another radio station is going to rebroadcast us. I don't know if they are tonight. They're going to rebroadcast the What the Hell show. They're from the UK, called DigiRadio.
Somebody actually
nothing like losing the cultural context.
We're on syndication.
We're in syndication.
That's it.
Still getting paid exactly the same. Nothing. But we're in the syndication almost.
I don't know. I didn't sign on for any kind of syndicate deal here.
Oh, God.
So I don't know how this is going to be good or bad for us. I just said, what the hell. Put us
yeah,
on.
Yeah, wherever you want. What the fuck?
As long as you spell what the hell right.
See, we'll say Rant Radio, Rant Radio, Rant Radio through the whole thing. Go to rantradio.com, not DigiRadio.
Hey, don't be dissing them.
Okay, yeah, go to them too. I don't know what kind of station they are, but I think they play electronic.
Anybody who would play the Rant Radio show, the What the Hell show.
School with us,
school
I
with
think.
Us,
good
yeah.
with us.
If they, can, tolerate our level of stupidity.
Anything that'll expand our little digital empire on the internet is pretty much fine by us.
And if they want to send money, that's cool, too.
Yeah, send money.
Yes.
Support Dax's eating habit And,
yeah, we're all in the habit of eating. So we all
need some food here.
For only $2 American.
You can feed any one of us for a week.
Can we get a Sally Struthers infomercial here?
I've seen the way you fucking eat, or don't, I should say.
Don't eat, yes.
As Sean said, yes, it's cooking for Sim.
I think I have a plate of rice, and tonight we're going to spice it up with a little soy sauce, and bam, there you go.
Shut up, that's what I ate last night.
Actually, now he's using spicy ketchup as well.
Wow!
They've mixed Heinz ketchup with some Tabasco sauce.
Just a little. Bam, right there.
Well, bam! Oh, come on, Sim, that's mass-produced food. I can think of lots of different kind of animal byproducts that might end up in there accidentally.
Very true, a little grasshopper heads. I'm still waiting for that person to send me that FDA pamphlet of how many things are exactly allowed in food. That's scary stuff.
How many bug legs are allowed in chocolate? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What bug legs?
The
crunchies
are good.
Yeah.
If you get the whole bug, you have to pay extra.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm looking for my Cadbury fruit and bugs bars. They're really hard to find.
That's why vegetarians can't survive nowadays, because they used to eat them straight out of the fields and there's bugs in them. And that's where they get their protein. But now, they can't survive just on that alone.
This is my not buying it face.
No, it's true.
Yes, this is my going to get my hip waiter's look.
You know, it's a good thing we use shovels around here.
Okay, we're carrying it too far.
Okay. Time for the news.
Sounds good.
What the fuck? It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on
here.
Get
like all the license plates from all the different states and get rant.
What? Get rant in every state? Hey, I'm going to get my license plate. RNTRDIO.
You can get 7 here?
Yeah, 7. Yep. The little middle one? Like, I have X space ACE space X, which is 7 right now.
But what's first up on the news there, Sim? What do you got?
Animal rights could make an ass of Swiss law. I'm just going to put this in the IRC here.
So give us the basic rundown. Don't actually read it.
I'm going to read the whole thing, and then we can discuss.
Kill me.
I'm on it.
Pay attention, that'll be a quiz.
It puts the rights of animals in the same category in a divorce situation as the children.
Have you asked the dog about who they want to have custody?
Come to me, Lassie. Come on. Come over here. Who loves you more?
Who loves you more?
No.
Come to mommy. No, come to daddy. Oh.
Wow.
And the animal rights people are going, this is a great step towards equal rights for animals.
You know, I am probably one of the greenest people in this group. Ronan Sariette is the only one who comes close.
This is a slippery slope.
This is stupid.
Yes.
That slope's not that slippery.
What about farm animals? It falls apart. Like,
that's right.
Because, like, okay, you can't kill your children for food, okay?
You can, but you kind of get in trouble
it's
later.
It's frowned upon, let's
only
say.
Only if they were old enough to go to school and there was some record of them being around.
So this foster house this has this children this that show up, but
this
never
is, this
leave.
Is a reason for, like, home birth.
The foster house, California.
This would create a whole new category of law, head of the Geneva Bar Association said. An animal could be a party in a court case now.
Awesome. Oh. Fluffy sues owner for $2.5
million. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No. Actually, here's a crazy one. What if a lawyer decides to start a class action lawsuit on behalf of animals?
Cows, chickens,
anything
like that.
Big time.
Mistreatment for the past 2,000 years.
There may be precedent for some of this. Dak, tell them the story about monkey hangers.
God. Okay, now I had a friend who worked at the hospital with me. Guy was from Newcastle.
Long story.
And he told me one day, he called somebody, said, a bunch of fucking monkey hangers. And I'm like, what? A monkey hanger?
Apparently hanger.
Back during the last war that England had with Spain, somebody, like, the one of these ships pulled in, you know, by the way war worked back then, you couldn't really know that there was a war on, so you would still end up going into port, find out there had been a war on, but the boats were insured, so they didn't actually capture them. But, however, they weren't allowed to leave port. On board one of these ships, this guy has a pet monkey.
Okay.
So the monkey jumps off ship, goes onto the dock, and runs around. They capture the monkey, try it as a spy, and hang it.
Okay.
Hence
and
why,
how did they come off saying the monkey knows military secrets?
Don't hey look, this is English law.
This was okay. like in the 1600s. Or
no, no, this was 18 something or another. It's actually during
so like monkeys could vote and stuff in Britain or something, or they,
no.
they had other rights. They could go into a bar and order.
And, you know, it
drinks.
Could be trained. It could be trained. Maybe it was going to sneak into Buckingham Palace and steal some state secrets.
This
uh-huh.
is the English.
Of course,
remember
the image.
They weren't entirely sure it wasn't a person from a far off land.
The image that immediately popped into my mind was a little Nazi monkey from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
You can see you can't trust him.
Yeah. Well, that's where the expression monkey hangers.
He looks like Austin Powers. How the hell are we supposed to know?
The monkey knows too much. Kill it! Kill it!
Well, you know, you have to look at as well as the monkey probably had more rights than the Irish back then.
Yeah, that's true. No,
he's
right.
He's got a trial.
Exactly.
Got a trial, yeah. Okay, what else you got?
I'm annoyed by this next one. It's on CNN.com. Radio station moves to the web.
Yes, a lot of them are now.
Wow. CN. What's that last N stand for again?
N.
News.
And they're like making such a big deal over this over-the-air radio station moving to the web. It's a brand new frontier for radio stations.
Hasn't pretty much every single commercial radio station locally have some kind of internet repeater thing? You go to their website, you can listen to them on the web.
But we're in Vancouver, where people, fortunately, seem to have a clue.
I never thought of Vancouver as being progressive, really.
Listen to this one.
Yeah. Or intelligent. Yeah.
At 9 a.m.
Oh, intelligent I do. But
at 9 a.m. this August day, 101.3 FM became the first radio station to move seamlessly from broadcasting a terrestrial FM signal to becoming an internet web radio station.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
They went to the Al Gore school of PR
internet.
Spin.
Yeah, it's like, excuse me, like even, okay, Z95, which is the local piece of crap top 40 station, has been broadcasting on the web for some 2 years now.
Wow, 2 straight years of...
Then once in a while somebody
no,
talks.
No, 2 years of 2 years of Backstreet and Britney.
Turn up the heat to 98 degrees.
The reason why that
coming up next.
Somebody hand me my shovel.
Pretty much.
I actually saw the broadcast version of that story, and the slant they were putting on it was more not so much that they were like in any way innovative for going on the web, but that they were the first of a wave. Potential wave of
moving off of airwaves.
Yeah, they're shutting down their airwave operations, and they're
darned FCC.
Smells a license getting revoked.
Yeah, behind the story, they kept buying up the stations that this station was on, and they weren't able to broadcast what they wanted, so they moved to another one, and then some big conglomerate bought up that one because there's very little rules now of. One person owning
there is like an
X number of radio
apparently
stations.
It's really nasty. Like apparently, in just about every major urban center now, you can tune into a radio station called Alice.
Yep.
It's like a huge chain. I believe there's a few others that I'm not familiar with, but it's basically turning into a small number of chains which have, you know, they'll be the one that's sort of like a pop. I think Alice is sort of a pop music, again, sort of top 40 pop music. Adult alternative. I'm not really sure.
But what's wrong with the chain? Think of the high quality merchandise we get from other chains, like, say, McDonald's.
It makes it easier for payola. You only have to pay one company, and then it broadcasts to all the same stations.
It has a trickle down economy.
That's right.
Or trickle on economy.
But you get the same news.
Well, yeah,
according to, it's
so much more efficient. You have,
according to Zapoc, how do you say that?
APOC.
Is apparently Alice is owned by CBS.
CBS part of Time Warner?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Who's CBS owned by?
CBS is still CBS. Last I checked, but.
They're owned by.
Or is it ABC? Who's
ABC
part of Time?
Is
ABC is Disney.
I would love to get a company tree.
Oh.
For my wall.
There is one.
With like five
CBS
people at the top, and then it goes out.
Tim, do you remember a few years ago we were reading The Onion, and you had that one article saying AOL, Time Warner, GE, Panasonic purchases Delphi component, bringing the total number of world corporations down to 6?
Yes.
And back then it was a joke.
And now it's not a joke.
Laughing now.
AOL, Time Warner for... we don't.
Yeah, reread the story, and it's true now. Yeah, just like science fiction books. You reread them and go, wow, that exists now.
Yeah, the most
look
dynamic
at 2001,
power.
We're not that far off. There's a manned mission to Mars, and there's space station up there. And
earlier on, I was mentioning to Sim that I have the first four volumes of The Prisoner on DVD.
Don't watch it.
And
I'm not saying it's a
wow,
bad thing.
I was sitting down and watching them.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god. This was funny before. This
no,
was,
this,
ha ha ha, that's crazy.
Supposed to be a combination
it was
of like the Twilight Zone, like extreme what if twist on things. But
yeah.
Now you look at it and go, there's too many parallels. So I'm turning it off.
That's too scary. This is like the news, click.
No, the news is uplifting, brightening.
I was mentioning this in the car. With,
no, the news happens to other people. Problem.
Yeah.
I was mentioning this in the car with Derek and Inky and Girl on the Left here.
Yes.
And do you remember a few weeks back when we got onto this monstrous argument with Sean over he wanted to have, like, children?
Sean's not here to defend himself. Go ahead.
Not here to defend himself.
No.
This is why we're getting into this.
Once that stopped us with anyone
let's,
before.
Let's not get into the genetically engineered bacteria.
No. Anyhow, we were talking about its smell, but that's besides the point. we're talking about the simple fact of... he wanted to have children have like little identity things.
Implants,
so we could keep an eye on them. And I said, as soon as the government has a chance with vehicles or what have you, they are not going to hesitate one iota before they use that to make an arrest. Well, having said
that. They do that now.
Having said that, what just happened was apparently the first arrest involving a satellite tracker in which somebody here locally in Vancouver robbed a bank.
Mm-hmm.
He went out, got into a cab. They weren't certain what cab it was. They just saw the cab company.
Yeah.
They called the police. The company has trackers in all of their vehicles so they know where they are immediately so they can reroute them.
Of course, yeah.
The cab company gave the information to the police. Now, I'm not arguing that. I actually think there's no reason really wrong with this, but I was just saying...
Cab company put those in there.
Cab company... gives the information to the police. The police pull up, capture this guy 9 minutes after he left.
The scary part is not the fact the police use this technology to track the person. I'm all for it.
I have no problem that they caught this guy or even how they caught this guy. But
it was their first response.
It was their first response. Within 9 minutes of somebody seeing it, they already went, okay, is there any way we can follow this guy?
Yeah.
You've got a tracker in it. Good. Let's get that address.
That's
Thank
right.
you. It was, like I said, the police were not going to hesitate without any sense of using that.
Just mandated into cars now is all they have to do.
What
one
if
step,
the, what
right?
if
well,
the
in
cab
California,
company
they're talking about
cooperate.
Another interesting technology.
What if the cab company had refused to cooperate? What would the cops have done then? Would they have forced?
Yeah, that's right.
They'd have to issue a warrant to go through the
It'd
cab company.
It'd be way too
record.
Late by then.
But the point is, it's within the cab company's best interest. Oh, there's an armed robbery in the back of one of our cabs.
We have a driver in that cab.
Apparently, he had no gun.
Okay.
Oh, it's good.
Irrelevant. They didn't know.
An interesting anecdote.
I'm not saying that's the point. In this case, I even agree with the cab company's response. And the police.
As I said,
they were not going to hesitate one fucking iota before they did this. Voila. Thank you. Welcome.
As an interesting side note to this, California legislators are trying to pass a law which will force every car, I believe it's being tacked onto the Clean Air Act down there, actually, I'm not sure. But, you know, in the American tradition of tacking on, you know, things that have nothing at all to do with. Anyways, they're talking about tacking on legislation that will make it illegal to take this device out. This device has to be installed. The device is a remote car kill. Any police officer can point a transmitter towards a vehicle, press the button, and that vehicle stalls.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all either.
I think it's unsafe.
It's very unsafe.
Somebody hacks it. Hey, look, they're in the middle of an intersection. Beep. Isn't that funny? They just
crunch. Yeah.
It's like, I've got the master key. Shut down everyone.
School bus. Stall. Ding, 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 ding. Now the fireworks start.
Yeah.
I feel they need
the high-tech equivalent of dropping rocks off a bridge.
I feel they need to point out the fact that the police have guns already.
Uh-huh.
No, the point is, if a police officer's got a gun in his pocket, I can't make his gun go off remotely.
Yeah.
However, if somebody's got a kill device installed in their car, it's uncrackable. Yeah, so is PSS.
Yeah, no shit.
That took like 3 weeks.
Actually, Inky, if you're black and holding a wallet, you can make his gun go off remotely.
The simple removal of the wallet.
Dr. Pepper.com, girl.
Do we have any delicious Dr. Pepper?
No. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'd just like to point out cookies and tea.
Dr. Pepper?
I'd like to point out that my father is a dink. Because, yes, my dear sister was coming to my house for a ride at 5. I had the money in my pocket. I was ready to go and pick up a flat of Dr. Pepper, in fact.
Oh, really?
But she was late because my father said it'll only take a minute to go into Home Depot. 20 minutes later.
A minute to go into Home Depot?
Yeah.
What are you doing, walking in the door and walking out?
Yep,
here's Home Depot.
You can't do that.
I just want to pick up some sugar from the Harveys.
Wow. For my onion ring. He was getting contacts and some fiberglass, and has to do with this incredibly intensive gardening setup. Frankly, I'm surprised they haven't busted us under suspicion of having like a grow op, because we're like I think our house is the only house in Willoughby that grows plants in the basement that aren't pot.
You should see my father's grow up in the basement.
Grow up.
It is a grow operation. He's got a hydroponic growing system, underground hydroponics, heated beds, heated temperature controlled, light controlled greenhouse.
What are you growing?
Tomatoes, of all fucking things, which is, incidentally, the code word that you say to the hydroponics guy when you're growing pot.
Really?
So my dad walks into a hydroponics place and says, yeah, I need 50 hydroponics line. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, what are you growing? He goes, tomatoes.
He's like,
and the guy behind the counter's like, hey, it's a pretty fucking cool old guy. So, you know, I could just see him shooting the shit with the guy, and the guy's
like all cool with him.
So what do you do for heating? Well, I've got under the ground hot water heating with aluminum cooling vanes put on for better heat dissipation.
This guy's like, wow.
Do you mind if I write this down? Cops show up later, he's like, hey, I got a hot tip for you. The dumb chick gave me his visa and his address.
Mm-hmm.
The area we live in, I mean, you have to, like, once we went out, like, one morning, you know, like, we get a lot of planes flying low over our house anyway because we happen to be on, like, an air route between two of the small local airports. But once we keep hearing the same helicopter going over the house over and over, and we look over, and wow, that looks like an RCMP copter. And it's circling around our house. Actually, it was circling around the house, kidding, corny to us, where they had, like, I believe it was
the
biggest pot bust in Langley history.
Yeah, and 2 years before was the biggest mushroom bust in Langley history.
Mushroom bust.
It's a rental house,
that
no
was the biggest meth bust in history.
That
house is great. It's owned by, well, I assume the Hell's Angels, actually.
No, as far as I understand, it's owned by some Chinese investor who really doesn't give a rat's ass. And rent it out to anybody.
They were actually talking
the
about...
The people there now have, apparently, like, all we know now is that our folks tried to take a nice leisurely stroll up the street, and they nearly got their legs bit off by a bunch of, like, Dobermans or something.
Oh,
so
they've got three attack dogs.
Yeah.
And no fence.
Cops probably just
They closed the fence now, too. So, I wonder what they're doing in there.
How to tell your neighbors, I love you.
Why don't
we just call them in? We can just...
PVM.
Hey, I need...
Does this sound like a musical chair?
We need a better excuse than that. Like, if they bring in the Mexican immigrants to go after the 80-year-old neighbors with the machetes again, then we'll know.
Oh, hey, that'll be great.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's next on the news?
The next one is British Airways to issue blood clot warnings with tickets. Oh, this is great.
Mandatory calisthenics mid-flight.
British Airways said on Tuesday it will give passengers warning leaflets about the risks of potentially fatal blood clots on long-haul flights.
This is what happens when you fly economy. This is what happens when you buy business.
We are sorry to inform you that because we are setting your seats so in such ridiculously cramped quarters to pack you folks in like a bunch of sardines, that your health may be compromised by our economy. So we'd like you to... stand up and wiggle around as much as you can within your small confined veal fattening pens.
You'll get way more room than an airplane
seat. You know what the thing is? Several years ago, I was on a Lufthansa flight. And they had this thing called aerobics was their what they were calling it. And it was like it was so lame. Okay, for the video alone was funny because the models in it were like old overweight German men and young women that looked like they could have been bikini models. The video was
So it was management and bikini models.
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
And the exercise pretty much consisted of, okay, now sitting in your seat, lift your toes,
lower your toes. Lift your toes, lower your toes. Okay, now let's move on. Lift your legs, lower your legs. Lift your legs, lower your legs. We hope you've enjoyed doing chair aerobics.
Chair aerobics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, that lifting your legs, lowering your legs things can't actually be done in the seats because you don't actually have that much leg room.
No shit. Mm. They don't put this, of course, on American flights because it's far too strenuous for your average American.
No.
Legs?
Oh!
Shit, I still have legs?
Wow.
Oh, I don't want to be mean, but I mean...
Are you lifting your toes? I'm not sure. Can
you
look for me?
Those people are fat, man.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't the accommodations on economy flights, wasn't the spacing designed by the same people who were designing the trains to the camps?
Auschwitz?
Oh, yeah.
Well, their Nazis are better than their Nazis.
I've got a APOC sentence for Rance.
Excellent.
This is to make up for Sean, I guess. And...
So even he knew. Oh, okay.
Yeah, even he... No, he didn't know. He just made them up. So this is APOC on credit cards, and we'll go back to the news.
Because we want you to think. You're listening to Rant Radio.
APOC, you're already pre-approved for a $2,000 credit limit on MasterCard.
You know what? You can take that fucking MasterCard and shove it up your ass. Somebody want to tell me how the fuck was a credit card company do this? This is bullshit, man. These guys prey on the weak, on the people who need the money most, and then charge them a ridiculous sum of money to borrow it. If you know what pre-approval is, kids, pre-approval means that you got out of their fucking mailing list and nothing more. Doesn't mean that you have good credit or that you're a promising person. The whole thing is a fucking game. How do you get into credit cards in the first place? You know how most people get into credit cards when they go to their colleges? They go to the colleges and they have people, sharks, that are out there who are giving away gifts for you to fill out applications for credit cards. These credit cards are instantly approved because they know as a student you need the money. And they think that you're a promising person because you're in college, so you will have time at some point to pay this back. They'll give you low introductory rate. Introductory rate, which basically means that after you're already indebted to the credit card companies, they jack up the price. They jack up the interest rate on the money that you've already spent. Who else does that? I'll tell you who else does that. Drug dealers. Drug dealers give you a little taste for free. And they jack up the price slowly after you're addicted to it. After you're already indebted to them. And then they take your name and your social security number, your personal little number that should be serialized on your fucking forehead. They take it, they stick it in a big database that they share amongst them. They call it a customer reporting agency. Customer reporting agency. Customer reporting agency. We are registering, allowing people to register us. So we didn't even get through a nice fucking little registry. Nice little registry where if they look later on in life, how was Johnny doing 7 years earlier? Was he a good guy? Should we trust him with this car loan, a house loan, someplace for the race of kids? Or should we just say, no, sorry, sir, you're going to have to stay in that apartment. No backyard for your kids. No, you, sir, do not have credit history. So, you know, you're fucked. You could apply for one of our credit cards, though, and that should help you get into debt more. I have had enough of the credit card company. This is bullshit. These guys are nothing but criminals wearing suits, white-collar crime, preying on innocent people, and I've had enough. When you get a pre-approval in the mail, throw it out. Fuck it. Someone's going to get these motherfuckers, and I hope it's us first.
Talking about credit cards.
Actually, I think first we need to all take off our pants like they have done
in
the IRC.
Yeah, in the IRC. I'll take off
my pants.
Is
that what they're doing?
Yes. They're stripping down.
Can I tell my story about this?
I just have one question. What, speaking about credit cards, what is the VIC? I mean, prime on them now.
So about 20%.
It depends.
No, it depends.
I think...
Summer 18. Sorry.
Can I tell you the story? Like,
yep.
Up at, like, he was saying universities to do this. Oh, big time. Up at SFU, there's always a table in the AQ. Some, like, every single fucking day
State's
there's
no
a table.
Better. I can vouch for that.
Well, they'd probably make money off of every person that signs up.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's like, you have to get it here because, you know, they'll put a picture of SFU on your card. Ooh, pretty. If I mentioned that SFU is uglier than sin. Anyways.
They use it in the X-Files as the FBI headquarters. That's how pretty SFU is.
Okay.
Yes.
The J. Edgar Hoover Building, if you're looking for pictures online. anyways,
That building is named the J. Edgar Hoover Building because it's about as pretty as J. Edgar Hoover was.
In the dress,
yeah. Or even more to the point, the official name for the SFU main building is the Academic Quadrangle.
Because it's square.
That should paint a picture for you. Did you like math?
Me neither.
Basically draw a square, put it on stilts. That's our, make it out of concrete, knock a few little cracks.
Oh, in other words,
now, let's not forget that SFU, probably because of the architecture, has the highest suicide rate of any Canadian university.
That's actually a myth because they don't actually compile the statistics. They're scared too. now, one thing, getting back up to the credit cards, like, I remember walking down the hallways once, and there was a Mr. Big candy bar lying on the ground. And a few feet away, there was another one. A few feet away, there was another one. There's like a little line leading up to the credit card table.
Fucking kidding me.
Really?
Thank you for the candy. See ya.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, and this is like, get a credit card, get a free candy bar. Now, there's always
don't
a
take
free
candy
gift.
From strangers.
There's always a gift. They do this. The latest thing apparently was, I was like, have you gotten your free CD yet? Oh, you just have to sign up for a credit card. Now, somebody wrote up a long spiel in the student newspaper explaining why even if you don't use those cards, it is a bad idea to keep signing up for these cards to get free stuff. You know why? Every time you sign up for a credit card, they do a credit check on you, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Now, every time, and they mark down how many times you get a credit card, how many times you get an inquiry into your credit rating.
Right.
Now, if you get a lot of inquiries but don't get any loans, this is basically a big old red alert because to these
he
credit
keeps on getting credit cards.
No, but even if, interestingly enough, the more inquiries because it implies that you're going around looking for a lot of credit, implying that you're planning on taking out a lot of money in the future.
The exact same thing.
And it can actually increase your rates in the future and screw you in the long run.
The exact same thing can happen by trying to check into your own credit history online.
Really?
If you do it too many times, if you do it like once or twice, you're probably okay. But if you do it more than that, like this one reporter whose story I was watching,
yeah,
her credit rating started to plummet.
Because she kept checking it?
Because she kept checking it, and so, of course, it's tabulating the fact that she's getting so many hits.
Checking it a lot.
She's too well informed.
Yeah.
Well, it's tabulating the number of hits that were, like, looking at her credit history, and that's adversely affecting its rating.
You won't know. It'll just be in the future. You may not know this, but your percentages that you're getting for your interest rates are going to be, you know, 3 or 4% worse than anybody else in your same income bracket. You're not going to know this. Hope you like your Backstreet Boys CD.
We're going around the circle of our credit card stories. I actually just got a pre-approved Visa Platinum $20,000 limit pre-approval thing in the mail.
I thought,
that's a lot of money. Why are they offering me $20,000? And I noticed it was a form letter. So I'm like, they're offering a lot of people $20,000 with a free credit.
Yeah.
Why are they offering so much money to people with a form letter? Are they printing their own money? I don't understand. So I took the agreement and I read it from beginning to end. First off, APOC didn't even cover a quarter of the nasty shit with credit cards. Read the credit application part and the part that says what they're allowed to share with who and how. Basically says they can say anything they want to anybody, no matter what. You're not allowed to be told about it, and they're not going to feel bad about it. They will share all your information, all your vitals, with anybody they please. But the interesting part was at the very end, saying that if you are not approved for this $20,000 thing automatically for whatever reason, we reserve the right to send you another credit card, substitution at our discretion.
That's their
scam.
That's what they usually do, too.
That's what they usually do. So, but the thing is, you're agreeing in this credit application, you're agreeing to take this credit card.
Yeah.
This
along
or whatever
with
else they decide to
yearly
do.
Yearly fees, which they set for the different kind of credit card.
Yeah, whatever they
so
want.
So whatever happens, no matter what, you're out some cash because you got to pay the first yearly fee.
Yeah, you just got to get the ones with no fees.
Yeah.
That don't bill you at all. If you pay it off every month, there's zero charge. Mm-hmm. Always make sure you get those ones, if you have to get one.
I've got a CIBC Visa that's like that, and it would be fantastic, except for the fact that I carry this huge balance.
And they know that.
And they know that. And they love me. They keep going every few months. Hey, have another $500. Hey, have another $500.
Yeah.
So you know what
Thanks.
I do? Hey, new scanner. Ooh.
Yeah.
Everybody's having sex on our...
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible.
Waxy poo.
Waxy poo. Hmm.
So about that information sharing then, Inky, when you were at MaxFlutter, you paid cash, right?
It's the slipperiest.
Always pay cash.
Oh, God. What was the name of that stuff, anyway?
Slipax.
No. Crisco, you idiot. Crisco.
Cheaper.
It's the slipperiest. Trust me.
You get it in big vats, too.
Yeah, it's like $1.80 for enough to last like 2 weeks.
$1.80 for a bucket.
It's not good for latex.
It tends to make latex deteriorate.
You can dip whole appendages
in
it.
No, it tends to make latex melt outright. Also, don't heat it up in the microwave first.
Oh.
The outside may still be cold, but the inside's burning fucking hot.
I borrowed a copy of the DVD of The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing
excellent.
From Sean. And it had all the director's commentary, and they were going on about the special effects. Do you remember all that goo that was all over there?
Uh-huh.
Apparently it was KY jelly. But the question is, this is more than your average tube. Apparently, you can actually get KY jelly in a 55-gallon drum.
Yeah, it's for artificial insemination.
Cows?
It's for doing cows and stuff. Yeah, I heard about that. Somebody told me that once. Because when you artificially inseminate a cow, they give you a glove that goes all the way up to your shoulder.
Yeah,
and they've got a bucket of bull cum. You reach in, grab a big handful, and you go up to your shoulder in the cow.
Wow!
The cow goes, moo!
And
it's pregnant. Just like that.
What about foreplay?
No.
What about her needs? They milk them, too.
Yeah.
Oh, poor cows.
Aww.
Yeah, the bulls get it pretty good, though.
Sounds like an S&M
I've got dream
job. I don't know. Like,
I'm not giving a cow
exactly
a reach around.
How exactly
do
you extract cum from a bull?
Long time ago, there was a girl visited the show that did that.
For a living, for a while. Modified, like,
who?
How they get milk?
I can't remember her name. If you look back way back in the archives when I did in my room.
Here's a disturbing thought.
There was a girl who got the cum
milk.
From the...
Milk. Oh, wait! Here it is! Enki's open source business plans. What you do is you set up an artificial insemination clinic, hire only attractive young women to do the bull milking, and set up webcams hidden all around the building.
Oh, my God.
Live 24/7 bull milking fetish shows only here on Rant Radio.
That's perfect. That'll be our first.
You're the sickest pig I know. I give the rights to use this business plan to anyone for any reason, but if you make changes to the business plan or use it, you have to inform me.
Yep. Well, that'll be our first show on Rant TV.
This is my intellectual property, and I want
to
know if it's applied.
Bull milking.
Bikini bull milking.
Topless
bikini bull milking.
Oh.
Ew, new lows for Rant Radio.
I was at a girl guide camp many years back, and one guy there was trying to impress the girls, and he couldn't think of anything. He was like, "Do you want to?" And he was a farm boy, and the best he could come up with is, "Do you know how we inseminate cows?" And told the whole story in excruciating detail.
Oh,
okay, buddy.
You will never get laid
by any of these women now, because the only thing they'll be able to think about
is your
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is your hand.
On the ball.
What's that
up a
smell?
Up a cow.
What's with the rubber gloves, dear?
Moo.
My sister went to...
Wow, honey, you're tight.
Reday pops.
My sister went to an agriculture school, and so she does these great little hand motions about how it's actually done, and the people on the radio have to just sort of visualize. It's kind of like this. You get a picture of my sister doing that for a room full of my mom's friends.
I've never actually seen the action personally before.
No.
So that was just way too enlightening.
I think I'd turn the channel if they were
doing it. I've only ever heard verbal descriptions.
I wonder what's on ESPN.
Click. The next.
Oh, look, the Golf Channel.
Story. Quebec taxpayers get the bill for girls' implants.
Yeah, this
that
girl.
That was kind of amusing.
The girl got breast enlargement.
15 years old.
The taxpayers paid for it.
Brittany lives in Quebec.
It said the Quebec taxpayers will pay for 15-year-old breast implants after the girl's psychiatrist deemed them necessary for her mental health.
She hasn't finished growing yet.
Apparently
she has some sort of we're talking. There's flat chested and then there's no chested. This girl apparently was convex. Okay, I mean she was
concave.
Yes.
Sunken chest.
Yes. And
most of us are convex.
Every pirate's treasure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was in school.
But
the
thing
is, the problem is that you know, wait till you're
17,
honey.
That's the thing is that there are girls out there that don't start developing till after they're 15, and the fact that they're
19.
Doing it at 15. The fact that they're doing it at 15 meant that they must have started planning out doing the surgery when she was 14.
Yeah, just went through the court system.
Yeah, okay. It's like, excuse me?
Here's another interesting thought. This is the gift that keeps on taking. Because breast implants optimally should be replaced how often again? Is it every 5 to 7 years?
Are they required
years?
They've agreed?
Every 7 years.
And then when she gets chronic fatigue syndrome.
And they have to pay that too.
Or what about the scar tissue and hardening? I'm sure that'll be psychologically undamaging.
What about adult women? One thing that has been a common tactic for these plastic surgeons is they do, because you can put anything into medical jargon. You can turn just having sort of small tits and feeling kind of bad about it into like a whole. You could make
just
it sound.
Just use Latin.
Well, yeah, you could make it sound. It's true.
Mamma dysmorphia. There you go.
Yep.
Mamma dysmorphia. Exactly. You're
brilliant.
Exactly. Actually, it probably wouldn't be far more off. It would
probably
definitely
not.
Use the word dysmorphia. And honestly, they'd say, well, geez, we can spend thousands and thousands of dollars on psychological treatment of this poor, poor woman.
How about falsies?
Yeah, we could give her falsies and it'll.
$100 and you're done.
Yeah.
Forever.
Meanwhile, she's at school like, I'm 15, I have bigger tits than anybody.
Yeah.
Look at these. Bing!
Apparently, they're not even going for 38s, from what I understand.
We've been following the story. Damn it.
All that work, and they're just putting in D-cups. Jeez.
Oh, it's
poor thing. Can you imagine? Now she's on a national news story.
What I'd like to know is who decided she needed
breast
implants.
I bet she gets a modeling offer or something.
She did. Her parents. Apparently her mother wanted to get it for her, and they couldn't afford it, and then tried to get it on their health plan. The health plan wouldn't cover it, so she went through the psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist
deemed it necessary. If you were 20 and you like literally did not develop at all due to some kind of genetic hiccup, that I can kind of understand.
Quite possibly,
really,
but...
Yeah, but like 15, you don't know. It could be... It, like
why didn't I think
these
that?
These mentally...
At 15 years of age, modern times, 15 years of age, she should have developed pretty completely. I mean, look at all the hormones in the milk. If she's not developing from that, nothing's going to...
Actually,
give her some more milk.
That is a whole other issue now, that girls, like teenage girls, are developing young, like chronologically younger and younger. They're getting girls that are...
Woo!
Like,
I mean,
no, seriously. No,
damn,
seriously, Matt. They're getting like 6-year-old girls that are getting their period and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's getting freaky, and they think that a lot of it has to do actually with plastics. Because when you heat stuff up in Tupperware, in sort of like plastic Tupperware type of stuff, they think that some of these things basically your cells have little spots that estrogen binds to, and then it activates all the various mad stuff that or any other hormone. That basically it grabs onto a site, and that sets in motion all these other chemical changes. These pseudoestrogens grab on and don't let go.
It's
bad for boys.
This is the weak theory that comes into this. They say it might also have something to do with the reason why we're having a lowered sperm count.
Oh yeah.
In the Western world, because we use plastics more than everyone else.
I would really like to be able to find some instead of using Tupperware, at least to find stuff that's like a nice light ceramic.
Yeah.
Ceramic
stuff
like that.
Pyrex makes time for cooking with Tamara. Pyrex makes some nice ones. They're glass on the bottom, and they have a plastic lid. So
it's
you
plastic
pull the lid
though.
No, but you pull the lid off when you nuke it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it due to nuking or is it due to storage?
Due to heating.
It's like high temperatures in plastic.
Are breaking down the plastics in a very, very subtle way, and that's releasing these really strange molecules.
That's why it scares the fuck out of me when I see people that like reheat food like in styrofoam and shit like that.
No shit.
Hey, how about those ramen noodles that come in styrofoam containers? Just pour in hot boiling water.
Yeah.
We don't know which citizens.
All right,
I believe
who's joining?
Very soft.
Who's joining me? I'm heading for the hills. who's coming?
Yeah, but
who
here is hills?
Who on the air has seen one of those films where they're spraying DDT over the pool full of kids to keep the mosquitoes down?
Well,
I remember looking back at that film and thinking, "Oh, those people were such idiots. How could they ever do something so
stupid?"
That's
right. Yeah.
Well, welcome to our own cultural blind spot.
Have some ramen. Sit the fuck down. Shut
the
fuck up.
Some ramen noodles.
Oh yeah. It's the reason why they thought DDT was safe was because, well, during the war, you know, a lot of the soldiers had gotten lice living in close quarters, and they had, you know, the various doctors had basically poured liquid DDT over their heads. Well, got rid of the lice, and I feel fine. You know, they'll be fine for my children. You know, that's the thing.
Hey, have they actually proven, is DDT a teratogen?
I think the word is teratogen.
A teratogen.
Definition time.
Cancer thing. No, it's carcinogen. I'm thinking a teratogen is something that causes birth defects.
Yes.
I know it
causes a decrease in the shell size or the shell thickness of eagles.
I think it has some kind of mutagenic effect, but I mean, I can't cite examples or stuff. I mean, I don't know the specific studies.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Humans.
Well, you know, it's like something my mom said about 12 years ago was, Jesus, is there anything that's good for you anymore?
it's just levels of badness.
Homegrown veggies from my dad's crop.
One thing that scared me is I've got a horrible weakness for Japanese fashion magazines. And one thing I've noticed is, tanning became really, really trendy in Japan about 2 years ago. We're talking mahogany brown tan.
Wow.
Because
skin cancer.
Because it's like the exact opposite. The Japanese standard beauty has always been very, very,
very pale.
If they got any more pale,
they'd be white, you know.
Well, that's just it. And so that was the thing. And of course now, you know, it's been a couple of years, it's going out of style. And
that's
now they're going
thing.
Back to now it's like, okay, how do you fix yourself? And what they sell is the various skin whitening compounds.
They're
skin bleaches. Now these things are, I believe they're trying to take them out of retail circulation in the States under suspicion that they're carcinogenic.
There was one that actually breaks down the, what's it called, melon?
Melanin.
The one that actually breaks down the cells and breaks it down.
Oh my
God.
That's horrible.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about, this is what scares me, is that normally cancers, there's like two stages. First, you cause the mutation, like you do the DNA damage, and then you're exposed to some other compound, which basically is what starts it on the sort of cancer reaction where the cell starts to divide into making a mess and it becomes cancer.
How permanent is this stuff? How long does it last?
So I'm thinking, wow, look at this. So these Japanese teenage girls go to the tanning salons and roast themselves silly, causing lots of UV-induced DNA damage. And then, about a year later, they start dousing themselves with various chemicals to bleach their skin, which would work nicely. I'm forgetting the exact term for it, but it would work nicely to could be the things that initiate the cancer, this sort of cancerous
damage
development.
Damage the DNA and flick the on switch, folks.
Yeah. Wait 20 years and see the results.
Exactly.
This is how you create new and weird disorders that nobody's ever seen before, but happen all at once in large numbers.
I would honestly not be surprised if about in a couple of years there is a sudden and mind-boggling spike in malignant melanoma in young Japanese women.
Mm-hmm. Just have to think back, of course,
because they've destroyed all the pigment in their skin. Therefore, exposure to sunlight doesn't cause any kind of tanning, but just causes damage.
Yeah. Okay, this is an interesting study in social Darwinism. young women, 5 years before their childbearing prime, and you load them up with chemicals, so they're going to die off in a country which is already a little short
now,
on females.
Actually, Japan is sort of interesting now because the one group of people that have money right now are the young women because they have these nice, cushy sort of tea-pouring jobs at the various companies. But, you know, but and they have and they're realizing, hey, I don't want to get married and settle down because that means I lose my job and all my nice cushy stuff, and then
right.
I'll have to, you know, have to sit down.
Share it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Screw that. What's in it for me?
Yeah.
I don't want to be a housewife.
And that's what they are in Japan,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. It's like once you get married, you are
married into servitude.
You're married,
well,
your job
also,
is gone.
Also a large contingent of their potential husbands.
Now, one thing
are the video game playing freaks.
Well, can I? It is sort of social Darwinism because it's what happens is that these dark tans were really sort of associated with the sort of the teenage rebels in Japan. And believe me, teenage rebels in Japan are sort of a new thing. Like they are not used to young girls move out at like 15 and take drugs and shit. The good girls that didn't get tans and stayed home and were nice, you know, trained themselves to be nice little housewives are not going to have this problem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is sort of social Darwinism in a weird, scary kind of way.
Right. I'm just
some gaijin chick who likes to read non-no.
talking about rebels in Japan, there's recently been this thing called death cults in Japan where there's been young kids who a couple of weeks ago someone was stabbed to death because, and I quote, the kid wanted to see what it was like to kill someone.
Yeah, that was it.
And then another one
Langley.
this kid tossed a bomb into a video. It was either arcade or a video shop or something like that, because he wanted to see people come apart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is what happens when you get violent anime. Way too many people packed into way too little space. You let it fester for a few years, and
there was a great. side with Ronan Medic on this and say that I don't think anime has anything to do with this. This a few years back, or actually, they've done this experiment a few times where they take rats and they give them enough food and enough water, but they don't give them enough space and they allow them to just breed.
Rats are bad for that.
Breed.
Yeah.
And the rats start off having this wonderful, very cooperative, communicative social group.
Oh, cool.
And they break down to, by the end of it, you see such factors as rape gangs, cannibalism.
Yeah.
Various different, literally almost like gang mentality between packs and the rats, which how the hell they can tell each other apart is, you know, we honestly didn't think they had that ability to discern different members, especially to make an association. They also saw things, and I don't want to actually include
another
this, but
we don't want
also,
rats to develop opposable thumbs.
I don't want to include this, but I am going to include it because it was in the studies. They saw a rise of homosexuality. Now, I'm not saying homosexuality.
No, rats don't care. I have rats; they don't care. Okay.
I'm not saying that
they'll
this
hump
is,
anything.
I'm not saying that this is a. a de- I'm not saying that this Whoa. Is a deviant behavior, but it was interesting that they applied it. In this way, that
I can see that as a kind of population control mechanism. Actually,
that's an interesting idea.
That's one interpretation of why homosexuality would have evolved in the first place.
It's a form of child protection, a really protective uncle.
What culture
he hasn't got kids of his own. For huge amounts of homosexuality in our past? Roman culture.
Yeah.
Big empire, lots of people,
collapse
places, collapse.
Well, the thing,
good fucking point.
Well, this is one of the theories is that it would actually make sense because you have people that don't actually reproduce on their own, so they don't have kids adding to the sort of demands of the group. But you know they will assist their families, you know, because that's how they can still reproduce their own genes is through how their families reproduce. So hey, you've got a really kick-ass uncle there. He's really not, you know, protecting your family. And there's also a certain element where they think that there might have been military advantages to it as well.
Well,
you've got people that don't have families at home, like they don't have to worry about what's going to happen to my little
Spartans.
Son and daughter. They don't have to worry about what happens to my little son and daughter because they don't have a little son and daughter,
The Spartans were one of the most nastiest middle age, well, actually Hellenic period. Fighting force in the world. They were gay.
They weren't specifically gay.
It was really hard to have heterosexual sex. They had male barracks, they had female barracks, and they had very little opportunity for you to mingle.
the wedding night for Spartan, one of his fellow soldiers would move the woman into his barracks.
they would then give her one of their cloaks to wear. So that she, and she would lay in the bed with her back to her husband when he would come in.
Okay.
She would, they were trying to make them look as much like
men.
Not the men, but their fellow soldiers, because who they had their love affairs with. You listen to some of, you read some of their poetry from the time. They talk about these great fucking loves, and they're talking about it between the fellow soldiers.
And it's also not unusual, from my understanding, that when a new soldier was raised and brought into the camp, he was given an older soldier, or he was taken under the tutelage of an older soldier who would raise him and show him the Spartan way.
No, not only fighting
machine and 20 or 30 fundamentalist Christians.
Here
you go. You tell them. I'm sure
Spartans
they'll be
were,
really
well,
interested.
Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way, though. The Spartans were not a center of culture, and they didn't real. As far as I understand, they didn't really last that long compared to some of the other city states. Because
but they sure killed lots of people.
They sure killed lots of people, but they, you know, it's not like they took Greece
and,
over.
And about 300 of them are responsible.
They had no art. They had
300.
Know, they
and about 300 of them are no legend, at least according to legend, responsible for the survival of Western civilization.
The Persians attacked in an area called Thermopylae.
Thermopylae.
And they had, if the estimates are right, their soldier, their army numbered between 10,000 to up to 150,000. They're still
this. Is Rome, isn't
this
it?
No, this is Persia. Under the leadership was Xerxes. Xerxes attacks 300 guys hold off this number that was just impossible for what was it 13, 14 days. Until finally the rest of the...
Just long enough for the rest of the Greek armies, city-state armies, to rally and fight them back. And eventually actually win.
I just had a crazy tangent of the day. Imagine if there was a legal system in Rome similar to the one in the country that just passed that animal law.
Wow, I'm in a joint palimony suit with my dog. How does that work?
Oh, yeah. This next story that we have is computer giveaway to schools turns sour. Now it's free, now it's not. That's what thousands of schools nationwide were told recently about computers in exchange for advertising to students. Controversy over the ads crippled the company, and now it can't afford the giveaway. So these computers were put in the schools for free in exchange for direct market advertising flashed on their screen all day long.
Basically,
and now
we'll
they can't afford...
Basically, the business model is, we'll pay you to distract your children from their education.
Yes.
This is controversial.
This is such a rehash. Does anybody remember the TV One
yes.
problems we had?
Yes.
Before?
Channel
One.
Yeah. Yes.
Channel One.
That evil. Evil.
Yeah.
Everybody
okay,
in the school is...
There's a Channel One break where you stop for, is it 15 minutes, and you have to watch commercials. And I'm holding up my middle two fingers and making a quotation mark thing, educational programming, unquote.
They did studies, and they found that like the whole point of the Channel One was to basically, you know, current affairs, so the kids would know what's going on in current affairs. They actually did studies after a couple of years, like independent studies showed that the kids that had Channel One had no better knowledge of current events. So, you know, it's like, oh, well.
But they wore 7% more Nike fashions.
Well, this is
probably
the thing. And most of the kids that have Channel One are just like, well, whatever. These are just the same ads that I see at home all the time. The difference is that you are the one who chose to watch TV at home.
Captive audience.
Captive audience, kids. You are being sold. You are the product. The school is profiting off of you.
Yeah.
And
actually,
so is this
that's
advertising.
The funny
company.
Part is, I did the math when I got home, and I can't remember what it is anymore, but take out the aggregate wages that they paid all the teachers in the school over the period of time, 15 minutes a day, times the total number of school days a year, which I believe is 200.
Yeah.
So that's 40 straight hours that they're paying the teachers to sit there. And what did they get out of the deal? Not only did they get those snazzy televisions sitting in the top of the room, which can only be used for that, did they not get a pair of TVs and VCRs for each school? Was that not the
deal? They got a satellite uplink, which is used to download the program every day.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, but that's only used to download the program.
Yeah.
But they got a pair of TVs and VCRs, I think, per school. Now, if you add up the teachers' wages over, say, a few years, the school is losing huge money paying for essentially 2 weeks of teachers' wages. That they're
for
not
the teachers
getting any
doing
teaching.
Nothing.
Yeah, the teachers are sitting watching television. The teachers are wasting their time. I'm sure they don't like it. And
they don't want
to
be watching these stupid ads aimed at kids.
And the school's losing money because they're paying teachers good wages, 2 weeks' worth, every year, while these kids are watching this stupid crap. The teachers could be actually accomplishing something.
And they were also wrapping school books in advertising as well, like Coke-covered English books, right?
Well,
for to protect the books.
You know, no, I don't have as much of a problem with that because, hey, you're going to tear it up and throw it away.
There's stuff. If you ever read Adbusters, they do a lot of stuff issues. And there's people that will tell stories about, say, our kid, you know, we don't ever eat takeout pizza, but we asked our 7-year-old son what his favorite restaurant was, and he said Pizza Hut. And we'd never gone to a Pizza Hut. We never had Pizza Hut. But boy, when we went to the parent
that's a good judge
conferences,
of,
we noticed that there was an awful lot of free Pizza Hut stuff in the class. All the kids had gotten free Pizza Hut binders.
Yes,
and they had
true.
Little surveys where they asked the kids about what their favorite pizza was.
My
stuff.
Magazine.
I got a
subscription for Ronan Sariot.
Oh yeah.
2 years ago as a Christmas, so I think he's still getting because I got like a 2-year subscription.
Yep.
And I've gone through some of the issues that were in there, and I have to say that it's I found out things I didn't know. I had no idea that Kraft was actually owned by Philip Morris.
I don't buy anything Kraft.
No, neither do I anymore.
The total number of corporations in the world has been reduced to 6. Don't try and play high and mighty with what you buy and what you don't buy.
The problem is
that it's not a question of
you own a toaster?
I want
was
to
it
know
made
who
by
I should buy from.
Oh, throw it out.
It's not a question of it's not for me. It's not a question of who do I need to boycott. It's like it's more a question of who can I pro-cot. Like I don't. I mean,
I
the
see.
Problem is
if you
is
can,
a,
if you have a choice.
I don't want to support child labor in making of clothes, but. I have no, and I know that there's certain companies like Nike that use child labor. The problem is, I have no fucking idea which companies don't use child
right.
labor. So you're kind of
please put on your label, we do not use child labor.
Well,
if you don't.
Well, this is the problem.
Like dolphin-friendly tuna.
Oh, that's
like
a first.
Like a logo that shows happy little
well,
kids.
Please supply us with the information of people who we can buy stuff from guilt-free. I'm sure it would fit on the back of a postage stamp.
With WTO,
I've got one for you that's going to scare the crap out of you. Yeah. I was trying to think of a company that was. Really, their founders did good things with their money, gave to charities, didn't actually burn down any forests, or didn't use child labor, any of this stuff. And I can only come up with one. What? And it's going to surprise the shit out of you.
Oh,
Microsoft.
Really?
It gave away $400 million in 1 month to initiatives to improve agricultural education in Africa.
He's just morally corrupt, not...
Well, no, he's not. I mean, he's a very good businessman because of that. Any method he can. And he fucks with my world because I'm a computer guy. But when it comes right down to it,
he's probably the nicest one of them out there.
Not
probably,
only is he the nicest one, but he does nasty things to rich Americans to give them poor. Really, he's like a fucking Robin Hood. I mean, $400 million in 1 month.
Ladies and
you
gentlemen,
you can say what you want about the guy.
Well, there's a question about some of his...
miracle. Yes. You just hurt a Linux Nazi. Yes, a Linux Nazi. Say something nice about Bill Gates.
I like his product, but I like what he does with his personal cash.
Some of his charity donations, you have to remember, about 5 years ago, it became like a news item. Hey, Bill Gates doesn't donate very much to charity.
Yeah.
As soon as that happened, all of a sudden he started donating a hell of a fucking lot to charity. And there's a question, like, this is the thing, is that not all of his charitable donations are so happy and sunny. Like, the agricultural donations to Africa, I will give him full props for that, because there was a whole question of, let's send computers to Africa, and then they'll get all smart.
Computers
and
to Africa.
Like, they need, and Bill Gates
made a
speech saying,
no, you dipshit, they need food.
They need
and
food.
They don't need our help with food. They need us to send them information on how to make it themselves, because otherwise they're going to be living off our backs forever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I read
now,
the whole interview.
Here's some cans of food.
But then again, there's another
the guy, and he did intelligently.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Library Foundation, which donates computers to schools, not just like to schools and to libraries and stuff. But, you know, they're Microsoft computers, and the software will become outdated in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And it costs a lot of money to train the librarians and stuff. And basically, you know, it all works out. Eventually, Microsoft will make money off of these deals in the long run.
Okay, they will make money off this deal, but okay,
and
let's weigh the alternative.
And it actually, in some cases, it ends up being more of a drain on limited library resources than not getting the charitable donation.
I don't believe that it was
place.
Actually that malicious or
it
that
may not have been
self-interested.
Malicious. It may not be malicious, but it has apparently started working that way now.
Okay, maybe it's working that way. I really doubt it was planned that way. Let's look at the alternatives. Libraries need internet access, period.
Yes.
They need it. So the alternatives are, let's look at macOS. Wow, it doesn't work. macOS crashes constantly. It's
all
a shitty
and
operating
it's probably
system.
Not compatible with most
and
of the database software out there.
And there's a lot of plugins that aren't out there for
it
as well,
yeah.
And there's less censorware, although I hate to say that's going to be a buying issue. That will be a buying
issue. It will
issue.
Be a buying
what
issue.
What was the legislation
and the hardware is way more expensive.
It.
They would have had to purchase it. It's out of the question. Apple makes a lot of money selling computers to education.
Oh, they
which
love
needs just
schools.
As many updates.
Yeah.
They love
okay,
schools.
So let's look at option number two. Option number two is Linux. Well, I love Linux. It's more powerful, it's faster, it's more stable, it's got everything going for it, and wow, is it hard to train people for. It's really hard to train
people
for.
And there's
some
things there's just
yeah.
no software for,
and there's
and
no
library,
software
like
for
proprietary
and
library.
And plugins and such, too.
What other options are there? Let's look at SunOS. Forget it. All the other Unixes. Forget it.
Yeah.
BEOS, great operating system, tried it out.
Same problem.
Same problem, no software. What does that leave? Microsoft. So if the libraries were going to get it, they were going to get the same thing anyways. In this case, they just didn't have to pay for it.
Ultimately, it comes.
Wow, I can't
it
believe I'm plugging
to,
Microsoft so hard.
Unfortunately,
well,
what it comes down to is that Microsofts are more expensive than ever. Libraries are more expensive than ever,
yeah.
and they're getting less and less money. The Vancouver Public Library has been doing annual one-week midsummer shutdowns every year. But boy, they sure seem to have enough money for the Vancouver Indie, which is incidentally moving out of Vancouver.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm sure the people that live in False Creek who are listening to will hate that
for 24 hours at a
forget training time and track testing
for like a couple of weeks. Four days of radio.
I would have thought it'd be more than that.
4 days, 24 hours a day. Apparently one
Let's
guy
talk about 800 horsepower engines with no mufflers and turbochargers.
One guy they had to move him out because
they had to pay him or something. Yeah.
They had to pay him to, and he had to move
yeah,
out because
that,
he was
yeah.
he it, was going to go fucking insane. He
they
said
put, they put people up in hotels.
Yeah, he said he was going to blow up the fucking race. They got him out of there.
They're
because,
like, okay, we'll move you.
Yes,
it's okay.
Hey, here's a poem. When we were talking about Pizza Hut, I remember the poem that I read in this month's Admasters. Babies are a love that come from above. Some are cute, some are black. One day they will ask for a Big Mac.
The end.
There's a really good rant on in here. I don't know if I can read
there's
it.
Actually, there's
really,
a really
good rant.
Is it really
we have the intellectual
there's a
property
really
right permissions
have,
for that?
There's
I know.
A
really, Adbusters will be pretty cool about
Adbusters
it.
I think Adbusters is cool.
Only.
For entertainment purposes
for
only?
For entertainment purposes only. I think it's funny because it's
$3.99
it's
a minute.
Against, it's against Adbusters. Your contempt for your fellow human beings is so extreme as to border on the sociopathic. What fantastic gall to imagine that the tiny minorities of whiners that comprise Adbusters are the sole proprietors of the unalloyed truth about, well, everything it would appear. Your self-righteous, self-important wretches. Your high and mighty crap mongers. What precisely would you suggest we all do? Any helpful suggestions at all? Well, I have one for you. Why don't you, instead of wasting whatever talent you possess telling the rest of us what idiots we all are, leave this pit of incorrectness that is the company of your fellow human beings and move to the bush, where your ability to survive outside consumer culture will quickly be determined by forces to which there is no appeal whatsoever.
The person's angry.
If they want to go, I'll go with them.
I work for Philip Morris.
Really? Are there places like that left in the world?
Yeah,
I've been looking for a long time.
No shit.
I managed to track one down.
Well, if there were, they'll be gone soon because the Republicans are now in control.
Yes. Actually, I'd like to bring up something. I kind of mentioned this to PBM, and I also mentioned it to Inky and Girl on the Left in the Car tonight. I have a question. Why do we go out of our ways to protect the stupid?
I don't know. They're the most protected people.
Yeah, this all came from. I went into the cafeteria at work. Yeah, I know there's more of them than there are the rest of us. I agree with you on that one. But I went into
there
the
are blue collar workers.
I
we
went into the cafeteria and I looked over at the candy machine. I was going to get myself a pop, and they had this giant fucking
don't tip me sticker because I'm heavy and I'll crush your stupid ass. Not quite. I'm paraphrasing. Sticker.
That's what it should have said.
Yes. Moron, don't tip
me. Did I not tell the story already about the coworker of mine who actually did drop a pop machine on himself, breaking both of his legs and nearly dying?
I don't think I've heard
it. I don't believe
I
heard it.
A boy will leave him nameless, okay. Mike. One day was with a friend of his, and they decided they wanted some free pop. Now, old pop machines, what you could do is you could tilt them forward. They're loaded from the front. So the pop would all slide out towards the front of the machine, come out the slot at the bottom, and you'd drink for free. Now, this was in the old days before they bolted them to the wall. So Mike and his buddy lean the pop machine back, you know, all 400 pounds of it.
Jesus.
And it was fully loaded, and it was too heavy, and they couldn't hold it. So they start scooting backwards, and Mike trips on his heel. Mike lands on his back with his knees bent at 90 degrees.
Nice.
And the pop machine falls on him, shattering his left leg. Lucky him. And not shattering his right.
Okay.
More lucky him.
Yeah.
His left leg was broken badly, but it was just the bones that were broken, and it healed up okay.
Okay.
His right leg completely demolished his knee, drove the bones together in one big mass of goo. But because his femur did not break, he wasn't crushed to death by the pop machine, which was hovering millimeters above his neck.
Oh, really?
Well, apparently a foot and a half above his neck, but if it hadn't been stopped by his knee, he would have been killed. So Mike now walks with a limp, and I don't really miss him much because he's quite
the
dipshit.
Has a fear of pop machines.
Yeah, yeah, no. You know,
he likes your free pop, dipshit.
Yeah, the funny thing is he got to drink pop while waiting for the ambulance. Because it rolled all out from underneath the pop machine. It was held up by his knee.
He accomplished what he set out
I honestly
don't.
This guy was totally one of these lumberjacks that you expect.
Well,
he drives a pickup truck with a broken window for months, gets repeated tickets from the cops.
I don't have money to fix it.
Well, you got money to pay those tickets, though, don't you?
No, I don't have money to pay the tickets either. I don't have insurance.
Oh, great!
No, I have a question. Why do we defend the stupid? I'm serious.
Is it a question of defending the stupid or defending the lawyers?
Yeah, it's
you know, it's like
the stupid defending themselves.
I'm serious.
Everybody has a stupid moment.
Dak and I had an argument.
Even normal people do have stupid moments.
No, as far as I'm concerned, if you happen to be stupid and have a stupid moment and an unlucky moment at the same time, bam! As far as I'm concerned, you know, even if it's one of the people in this room it happened to, I would miss you and I would think of the good times, but you'd be better off being gone.
Okay. Always the optimist, Uncle.
Seriously, where the fuck is like some Darwinian...
good old-fashioned Darwinianism,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Dak and I actually...
For example,
I don't know, let's all run a foot race and the slowest one we eat.
We're eating well.
Oh, good eating. You'd be surprised how fast I can be motivated.
Keep in mind, you have to kill it before you can eat it. This could be tough.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Okay,
there's guns at the end.
I totally...
Go ahead.
What do you think?
Guns
do you think we should really be paying compo to people who try to stomp the tree through the wood chipper when it jams?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get me
Why should I have to pay for the stupid? Go ahead. You were saying we had this argument.
We actually had this argument. Now, Dak doesn't feel we should actually lay out... Warner Brothers style.
You're still traps for like
for,
you know
for the stupid, but I actually think we should
lay down traps.
I think it would help cut down on the surplus population. Plus, you know, the people who'd be left would be a lot less stupid.
Open manholes.
I don't think it's a question of wiping out the stupid through the use of traps or necessarily abolishing things like WCB. I think what the world really needs is more natural predators. I think we need some kind of animal that exists which kills us off. I think that a big influenza outbreak would be a good thing. Now, I may be going
wait
a little excessive here. Wait for it. Yeah. It's coming. I've been sick 3 times this Christmas. It kind of sucks. But I'm young. I'm strong. I'm fighting it off. Anyways, what we really need is we need something like werewolves or vampires. You know, anybody out there, oh, my God, am I about to do this? What we really need is the cult. I'm channeling Sean. What cult needs to do is we need to bring out some kind of creature that hunts our fellow men. Just the stupid ones. The resourceful ones will be okay.
Two-headed cats.
We'll have guns.
Two-headed cats.
Two-headed cats.
I'm back. It's okay. I fought him off.
Two-headed cat piloting Mecca.
Yeah. Two-headed cat piloting Mecca.
I was thinking about this the other day, and I was looking at...
Wow, Andy.
I was,
did you see the veins?
I was looking...
Did you see the veins on the side of his head?
I was looking at some of the cult symbols, and I was thinking, so that's what the Mark of the Beast looks like.
You You should. I wish you folks out there in Radioland could see this because what was Inky's
sweat.
Fresh,
now I smell like him too.
What was Inky's freshly shaved head and that Sean impression you just did? You could see veins on the back of his head popping up. It was kind of nifty.
Hey, look, we got a bunch more listeners.
They piled back up again.
But really, would it be such a bad thing if we were to have like
closer?
What if we were to evolve? What if dogs suddenly all became Cujo? Would it be so bad? I don't own a dog. I'd be okay. Those of you who keep carnivores as pets maybe should think it through a little better.
That's right.
Why do we have competition? We don't need assistance anymore. Do you keep sheep? No. Okay, then you don't need a dog.
Well, the people who keep sheep have vastly different priorities than the people who keep dogs.
That's all pets.
But they're not breeding, so that's...
that's a good thing.
Right back to that joint animal palimony thing we were talking about earlier.
Me and my sheep are leaving
bad
you.
Bad man.
Anky. Flexites much. Apoxite.
Exactly.
Some flexites.
The bomb. Or aliens, you know?
Yep.
There was a case of...
Big old bugs.
The movie Aliens. We want to take these things and bring them back to Earth, so the only people that will be left alive live in space.
Well,
that seems okay with me. Spread out.
Motivation to leave the planet.
Get the fuck off the rock.
A lot of people are agreeing with this vampire thing, predators for humans. They like that idea.
Seriously, I mean, no, I, as far as I'm concerned, is like, I don't really care so much about predators for people. Getting back to what I was originally saying.
Traps for stupid people.
Not even traps for stupid.
What we would need, though, is we'd want them to not be, we wouldn't want them to be predators that are, like, insanely efficient. We'd want them so they'd only hunt the... So they don't
the weak. The weak.
We want predators that are amazingly hard to kill off. That's all we really need.
Bye-bye, Grandma.
I'd have to
let's leave her out in the snow.
Guess she was too old. Naked in the snow. Push her out.
Do like they do in Saskatchewan. Leave her on the ice floes.
Oh, God.
I thought they just did that with their Indians. Oh, wait a second. That's the RCMP.
Oh! I remember that news story.
That's just kind of wrong.
Funny
kind of in that's just how the Eskimos dealt with their old people. They knew a thing or two about surviving in cold weather. Let me tell you.
Speaking of people trying to protect...
I can't believe we had that whole conversation.
Protect the stupid people. I'm sure most of you know about the Temptation Island show.
Oh, God, yes, this is such a shit.
I've heard a little bit about it. People
are getting all mad about it. Oh, don't let them on and corrupt the morality of these poor people that are subjecting themselves to...
Can I point out a little something about this show? Okay, yeah. So you've got a bunch of couples that basically are, the whole point is
signed
that they're at a crossroads and they're supposed to be tempted.
Yeah,
and then
they're
going to
get married.
And then you've got 24 people of
buff.
Whatever...
Of
whatever gender and orientation who are there to tempt them.
The
whole life, these people are presumably paid to attempt to seduce
prostitution.
No shit.
Ah.
30.
Not only is it prostitution, but it is prostitution. For the vicarious, you know, and it's going to be filmed.
Filmed prostitution.
Filmed prostitution,
oh,
which would be.
Never thought of that.
This is a Dirty Friends.
Is it illegal to watch then?
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm wondering. Like,
I don't know.
It can't be worse than violence. Really?
Well, it's better than violence.
No, but the point is, is it legal for them to pay people to attempt to seduce people?
Sure, it's on a desert island. Why do you think it's not happening in New York?
There we go.
No extradition treaty.
They just have to put them in the same vicinity, and then the people sort of.
But
these people's jobs.
It's their job.
It's their job to try and seduce
and get them into bed,
break the couple apart. That is what they are there for.
They've all been tested for. For diseases,
there's a couple of penthouse pets, a couple of Playboy bunnies.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, so here's what you do if you're a single guy. You find some girl at the club and go, "Hey, listen, I got this cool plan where we get unlimited poon."
And you
say, "We'll pretend we're a couple having trouble, right?"
No.
You go to your island, I go to my island.
They do. Now, one
thing,
they do. After the whole "Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire" fiasco, they do extensive background checks and extensive psychological testing. Mm-hmm. Apparently for Survivor, they put those people through a battery of psychological testing.
They didn't do enough testing, though.
Well, Susan's little outburst, but...
No, frankly, for this one, you weren't supposed to have a child, but they found out halfway through the show that one of them had a child and they got booted off.
So they're making it into a whole episode, them booting the people off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know why?
Well,
apparently none of the couples was actually tempted. At least on camera.
Well, we're talking about Temptation Island, or
this is a scuttlebutt. Is it
one of them? They weren't supposed to have a couple.
Not a kid. Not supposed to have a kid.
None of the couples broke up.
Oh, really?
They found out.
You know, you're on camera 24/7, and you don't cheat on your wife. Imagine. What are the odds?
Yeah. And
the only way I'm going to cheat on my wife when I've got a guy standing there with a camera is if I'm wanting it to end.
But I don't understand the rules.
Well,
are
that's
you
the
supposed
whole point
to not
is that
to cheat?
It's married couples that are at
and
a quote-unquote crossroads.
Yeah.
So basically they find couples that are supposedly having big old fights.
Now,
the truth is, most couples, if you're having big old fights, you don't especially want to have it break up with sorry, honey, I've found a new man. You know, like you don't want that situation to precipitate itself. Neither of them would really want them to. Even if they do want to break up, they probably don't want to break up that way.
Well, it depends how much he hates her, I suppose. Hey, baby, check this out. I'm showing off to all my friends. I'm nailing this penthouse
cat.
No. You don't want the evidence for the divorce proceedings to be televised on NBC before the proceedings.
That's why they're not married.
But wait, how does this then explain Jerry Springer?
Yeah, there are lots of people who are willing to lie.
There's no family involved.
By the way, I do have an explanation for Jerry Springer and this sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm stealing this verbatim from Dennis Miller. It's an informational thing for the rest of us out here. It's so we'd know what the people who are being arrested on Cops do with the rest of their day.
Can I point out something with those daytime talk shows? I read an article. It was one of these little confessional articles written by somebody who worked backstage at these things. Apparently, they lie like crazy. They will tell you if you are the sort of person that is going to be sort of victimized, like you're the person who's about to be told that your wife is cheating on you or with 15 men or whatever. They will tell you the show is about something totally fucking else than
you're
think it is.
You're getting a free makeover.
Yeah, well, they'll say, oh, it's a show about couples that have stayed together for a very long time, or some bullshit, and they put you up in really nice hotels, and they give you a limo service, and then once the show is over, you're getting the cheap cat, you're getting the hell out of there.
Hey, if you're a good enough actor, what do they care? It sells the
shows. There are people that are professionally run around on the shows. If you watch enough of these things, you can apparently spot these people.
But if you're watching these things enough, you can pick these people out who really has the biggest problem.
Exactly.
I always thought these people will go on a show every year or two.
And
I always thought Jerry Springer was a show that was an interesting social phenomenon. You know, it's a show where people go, "Hey, my life's fucked, but at least I'm not as bad as one of those people on Jerry Springer."
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing, because look at how bad they have to make Jerry Springer.
It's like Beavis and Butthead.
No
the whole point of Beavis and Butthead was they wanted to have something so that the average MTV watcher could look at the TV and say, at least I'm not as stupid and uncool as those two fuckers.
Guess what? They are.
For two whole standard deviations.
Look how low they had to go. They had to go to two guys who could basically do very little more than chuckle.
Yes, very little more than chuckle, because you're already watching MTV.
Well, this is the point.
And commenting on videos.
Exactly. So that's how they had to, in order to make the viewers not feel stupid, they had to make Beavis and Butthead like unfeasibly.
And who's watching the daytime TV shows? Those kind of people.
Now let's.
So they have to make them really bad.
Let's think about this too. Everybody who was in high school, you have one person you can remember who was as bad as Beavis and or Butthead.
Yes.
Every high school, there's one or two people in your class, like in your potentially graduating class.
It's the bell curve.
It's the bell curve. There's one person or two people who are utter morons.
But he took the short bus to school.
Multiply that by the number of high schools in America.
No, the people
there
on the short
go.
Bus actually
those
do graduate.
Those people don't appreciate
add 10 years and put them on the show.
The thing is, though, you were making the comment about the kids on the short bus. The kids on the short bus actually did graduate. That's the thing.
She's got a point.
I remember, and they got the biggest fucking cheer in the class when they did. I remember that. It was just like, you know.
Good for you, Greg.
Remember that one kid? We scared the crap out of him with the cheer.
There was.
I've told this story a couple
of times. We've already talked about how humans that are dumber than us need to be predated on. I think pretty much crossed.
No! Not just dumber than us. Significantly dumber than us. I think anybody who's capable of holding a handgun and aiming should be. Wait.
Danger.
I take back everything I said. People who are smart enough to hold a handgun and point it, a large number of them are already cutting themselves out of the gene pool. We don't have to help them out with vampires or any other nasty creatures of the mate.
That's what I said. I said, all I want to do is just not make it illegal for, have, all these legal protections for the stupid. That's all I want.
Warning, cape does not enable user to fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Warning, pointing at an individual and pulling trigger may cause serious bodily harm.
It's like...
Getting back to we were talking about special education.
What kids, Oakland?
The no lie, the one we had in my school's name was Actual Ed. So this kid was known as, of course, as Special Ed.
Perfect.
And this is a kid who comes into everywhere he goes. Somebody early on had called him a space cadet.
He probably liked it.
Yeah, he did. He thought it was good. So
I'm a space cadet.
Yeah, no, that's what he did. So he would go up to people and go, I'm a space cadet. Dap, you're dead. So my brother Travis.
Big laughs at parties.
My brother Travis, kid comes in. He does this to us in, as usual. He'll do it 3 to 4 times per class per day. He comes in and does it to Travis in the wood shop. Travis screams, throws himself completely up into the air, falls back onto those big shop tables, flops a couple of times, and stops moving. The kid freaks. He goes screaming out of the wood shop, all the way down to the office, screaming, I killed him! I killed him! He gets to the principal's office. The only thing they can get out of him is, he's killed someone. What class was he in?
Woodshop.
Oh, my God. They called the ambulance. They called the police. They called the fire department. They come back. There's me and Travis killing ourselves on the table.
No, they killed us laughing. Killed them laughing. Literally.
Oh, boy.
Are we going to queue up another rant here?
Oh, yeah. Let's queue up another rant.
Fox was nice enough to send us. All
that's right.
The fact
we should play them.
Play
the fact that they would call the fact they would call all those agencies before they so much as even tried to make it back to shop class and see what the hell was going on.
Better to call than let
somebody
bleed to
death. No, that's what they
did.
As far as I'm concerned, I have no problem. I have no problem with the principal calling
for
the emergency service.
But they maybe should have. Maybe they shouldn't have waited until all those services arrived before they made it to the shop class to check it out.
He did. He comes running down and he's like, "What happened?" And by the time he stopped yelling at us and got back, the first the fire truck, because it was really close, had already arrived.
Okay.
The ambulance, I think they managed to stop it. The police did show up, and they wanted to know what the hell had happened, and we kind of explained that a lot of people basically screamed at us, and we were like,
were just trying to give him a laugh.
Travis was like trying to talk his way out of it. I was unapologetic and just thought the whole fucking thing was funny.
Yeah, that's retarded. I'm sorry. I can see them being pissed off, but if I was the principal, I would have gone, fuck, you guys are dicks.
the truth is playing you got me is not normally a problematic thing.
There's schools where you can't go like this anymore.
Not only that, Trav wasn't even trying to be cruel to the kid. He was just playing with him.
Oh, really?
Trust me, Trav.
He did a really good job.
He was.
The kid had a very unpredictable reaction.
Of course, as soon as he started running, Trav should have basically stood up and
knocking it.
I'm okay.
But at that
point, we just kind of went with it because this
was too funny.
Too funny.
That's
just
unpredictable results.
Yeah, there's things happen. There's good.
We're
going to
ask which one.
Sometimes integration has its good points and bad points. One of the bad points is when they try and take it to an extreme. Like there was a girl.
Get smarter by osmosis, though.
There was one girl at my high school, and she was they had apparently measured her. She had basically going to have the mental age of an infant for the rest of her life. Basically, she would go to school, they would walk around the hallways, and she would scream, and they would send her home. After all these years, she was about 16 or something. They knew she was never going to be able to talk. She could barely walk on her own. She was always going to need a diaper.
Really?
But they put her into a high school to be with her quote-unquote peers. I'd love to know what...
Does she hang out with any of those?
Exactly. It was I don't know.
Trying to make her hang out?
It didn't make any sense. And the truth is, they kept ferrying this poor girl from school to school
because she didn't fit in anywhere.
Well, it wasn't a question of fitting in; it was a question of
her
disruptive behavior. Well, exactly, because
I seem to remember you telling a story about that.
Or something like that.
Was that the one you were talking about before?
She can't speak. She can't talk. So she basically screams and makes noises like a baby would.
Uh-huh.
You know, and when this comes from a 16-year-old person, you know how loud a baby is. Imagine somebody who's 16.
You got a good set of lungs when you're 16.
Oh, yeah. And they would basically, you know, and it was just disruptive that they kept, and so this poor girl kept getting, you know, every year or two would get put into a different school. And I don't know what happened to her, but it's just, it made no sense. You know,
in those cases,
it made no sense.
So which rant would you like to hear? We've got gender equality.
He wants to hear
racism
gender,
and Trekkies.
Gender equality.
Racism and Trekkies.
Racism and Trekkies sounds great.
But who?
APOC suggested gender equality.
We will play them all. Just
for Girl on the Left.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Gender equality.
Oh, here we go.
This is from APOC on Rant Radio.
Yeah, we just fucking ignited.
I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. I'm a
What does gender equality mean to you? Because to me, it means that both genders should be treated equally, and that because of your gender, you shouldn't expect to be treated poorly or receive special treatment.
Dang.
What I'm saying is that gentlemen are sexist by definition. One of the things that guys always say is that I'd never hit a girl. I don't say that. You know why? Because if Star Baby was coming at me with a knife, or Babsy May was coming at me with a gun, would I try and defend myself and lay the smack down? You're damn right I would. And any guy who wouldn't because she's a girl is fucking insane. It's a natural thing. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out and find a girl to get in a fight with. I don't go out looking to start a fight in the first place. The point is that the misogynist and the gentleman are both sexist. Why? Because they are treating you in a different way than they would treat another person because of your sex. What does this mean? That if a guy opens a door for you, you should yell at him? No. If a person extends a kindness to another person, I have no problem with that. That's fine. Then you, though, should return the kindness. You shouldn't expect to be treated differently either. And that's the key, is that women want to be treated equal to men, but at the same time, they expect to be treated better. That's bullshit. There's a disturbing trend in the modern media, with women portrayed as heroes because they have some poor schmuck wrapped around their finger. This whole pee-whip thing is terrible. All this girl power, let's talk about girl power. The attitude seems to be that a woman doesn't have to be kind as long as she has sex with a guy. As long as she puts out. She can be a total stuck-up bitch and the guy will put up with it because she puts out. I have no problem with sexual freedom or the sexual revolution, but a girl who's doing that kind of stuff is being sexist in her own right. That logic is as ridiculous as a guy buying a girl flowers because it's going to make everything okay. When girls do things like that, control a person because it makes them feel sexy or something, you're throwing women's liberation back. I mean, if you're going to act like that, don't be surprised if the guy cheats on you because he's not getting any emotional satisfaction or support from you. The pendulum swung in the other direction somehow. The solution to a happy relationship is to both be nice to each other. And that seems to be something that's lost. If a guy opens a door for you, maybe be nice once in a while if you open the door for him. It's like whoever got there first, open the damn door. Nothing disturbs me more than a girl who will walk up to a door that's closed and stay in there waiting for her man to catch up and open the door for her because, you know, she's a girl. That's fucked up. And the guy is sexist for taking that bullshit. There's no need to take that shit. I'm not saying you bring the smack down. I'm saying you leave. You walk. I mean, if you don't like the person that you're in a relationship with, leave. Enough with this bullshit sexual politics. Let's just all be nice to each other for a change. If a guy does something a little nice to you, you do something a little nice back, something outside of the bedroom, I mean, respect each other as equal instead of a piece of ass or whatever, you'd be amazed how well the relationship works. And girls, if you're not going to treat a man like a human being, then go down to the porn shop and get yourself one of those nice rubber sausages they sell them. Because you're fucking with another human being, and I'm not going to put up with it.
All aboard!
Hail to the loser cruiser!
Ah! 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 Ah!
You hear me now? See you next week.
Actually, we're really going to do the Loser Cruiser. I think both me and Grail and Lift had something to say about his...
Yeah, a little premature for the...
Loser Cruiser.
We want to cover the sausages angle a little more.
Yeah, actually...
Where do you get these sausages?
the same place where you get the flip axe. But, no, it's...
leather
one
there.
Not so much from the point of view of like, sexism or chauvinism. I saw a scene in a movie, Way of the Gun, that was just beautiful and brought out something that I had seen happen a half dozen times, or I've actually had happen to me, and that is you go to a club, you go to a bar, and you get some chick, or I shouldn't say some chick, you get some girl who's with a guy, and she has a mouth on her that would get a Marine Corps to blush.
Sailor's blush.
Yeah, exactly. This girl, and she's just going off, and the guy that's with her, because he's with this girl, feels that he's got to get involved in a fight with some guy that she's now climbed aboard verbally, and just like, you know, going to fucking town on, and, you know, it's like, finally, you know, the guy that's taking this shit will finally say, could you just shut the fuck up or something? And now her boyfriend feels he has to smack the hell out of you because you...
What'd you say to her?
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, is that a setup or what? I like to watch fights.
Okay, so the scene in Way of the Gun was this girl is going off on our two heroes. Just, spoiler alert, yeah, this is a spoiler. This is the beginning of the movie, so I'm not entirely ruining the film. But there's a scene here that just... was perfect for this whole conversation. Girl's going to fucking town verbally. She's screaming. The guy comes over. He's like, okay, you spoke to my girlfriend. I'm going to have to kick your ass now. And so the fight starts, and instead of the guy throwing a punch at the boyfriend, he pops the girl right in the mouth.
Yeah.
Half a dozen times. Just tunes her. The two of them get the shit kicked out of them, but I have to say that I've never seen a scene... That fulfilled me quite the same way. I when I was at the hospital, all the time we'd have some girl who, you know, she'd be mouthing off, she'd be screaming at the doctors or the nurses, and I'd be, ma'am, you're gonna have to step outside. You can't fucking talk to me that way, blah 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 blah. Next thing I'm like, can you please shut up or I'm going to have to escort you out of the hospital. You're gonna talk to her that way, I'll kick your ass. No, we're both going to step outside, and I'm going to kick your ass, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it was like, literally, there are at least five different occasions I can think of that some guy ended up with my foot in his crotch or my hand on the back of his neck grinding his face into the pavement because the girl that was with him couldn't keep her fucking mouth shut.
And whose problem is that, hers, his, or both?
That's just brutal. Now that we've established you can't think with these anymore, how about you give it a try with the other end?
One thing that bugs me is that in the media now, like, and I can understand where this comes from, is it comes from a background of sort of, you know, not wanting to encourage domestic violence. You cannot show a man hitting a woman on TV, no matter how. Not in North America. Like, we're watching, like, WWF wrestling. And there was like a scene where there was like a, they set up some scenario where basically one guy might have been where as far as I can tell, a guy was probably beating up on somebody who was pretending to be someone's grandmother, and they pulled away and did audience shots, like obvious as hell that they were editing this out. Because, and I can understand where this comes from, is they don't want to encourage like domestic violence. You don't want to encourage men hitting women, but you know it's awfully funny.
But they'll show
it's
the men hitting men.
It's perfectly okay for women to be shown beating the hell out of men. And it,
or women hitting
cases,
women, or men hitting men.
No, but specifically,
just that one.
Specifically,
thing.
It's seen as. It's that if a woman hits a man, it's funny.
Oh yeah,
and it's supposed to be funny. But the point I'm thinking about this. Why the hell is this funny? Because there's a lot of situations where you look at something on TV and it's like a woman hits a man and everybody laughs and you think, well, if it was the other way around, nobody would fucking laugh.
No.
And the reason
why
is only one I can figure is that they figure, well, is that it's so outlandish that a woman be able to be a shit
out of a
man.
Isn't
that
cute?
Right.
Oh,
that's so silly.
I don't know if you saw it. There was such an offensive scene
in Everybody Loves Raymond, which is a good show, great writing usually, and the brother, the big dumb guy, he's got this little teeny tiny thing of a girlfriend, and she stands up on the couch and she smacks his big face, and I just thought, I can't believe the writers sunk to that low.
10 years ago, there was
it made her so diminutive, like, oh, she can never hurt him, you know, he's so big.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
isn't that silly? A girl who thinks she can beat up on a man, isn't that cute?
Ten years ago, there was a scene on Cheers. This was very early. I think it was either first or second season between Sam and Diane. I'm pretty sure it was first season.
Yeah.
Sam said something to Diane, and she smacks him. Sam turns around and smacks her back.
Yeah.
And then she's, like, shocked by this. She slaps him.
Yeah.
He slaps her back. The next day, then they, you know, break into the usual kiss, that type of thing. You know, it was a dumb scene anyway. But the next day I go in, and I'm working with a bunch of nurses, and there were three or four what I would like to think of normally intelligent, well-rounded, not personally, you know, I don't want to call them feminazis, because under normal circumstances I wouldn't consider defense of your gender to basically be a feminazi, but in this case I had to almost apply that label. They were like going, how dare they show that on the show? A man slapping a woman. I went, he slapped her after she slapped him.
Yeah.
And that's no...
He didn't knock any teeth loose either, so he was restrained about it.
It's like...
He's a big guy.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
both wrong.
She hit him.
But that's all they talked about, right?
Yeah.
Is the one way.
Yeah.
There's this whole myth that women are these... there's still this maintained myth that women are these, like, weak little creatures that can't possibly defend themselves and, you know, can't possibly be a threat. And frankly, I think... And anyone, in any case,
she used to be a girl the whole life.
The point is that you don't have to be China to be able to defend
yourself. Yeah.
But people still think, you know, and I mean, I think this causes a lot more problems than you think about. I mean, if some guy is going to try and rip off somebody's wallet, who's he going to go after? The guy or the girl? He's going to go for the girl every fucking time. Because, well, girls aren't supposed to be able to defend themselves. May not be fucking true.
Maybe not.
I think in some cases it actually encourages more violence against women to sort of perpetuate this myth, because it makes women out to be victims.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks.
I got news for you.
If you propose as a victim, everyone's going to keep thinking you're a victim.
Women don't have quite as much muscle mass as men, but women have a faster reaction time than men. So
yeah.
I got news for you boys and girls. If a woman actually has the same type of confidence that I have in a fight, or anybody who actually knows how to handle themselves...
Be Jet Li.
Anyone can be a threat.
Anybody can be a threat. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It's how you handle yourself in a fight.
Would that be someone? That'd be downstairs.
That'd be Sean.
No, could be Drexel.
Drexel.
Hello?
Hello, Private Drexel.
Woohoo! You're going to have to retire from that seat.
Why?
Because that's Private Drexel's seat. That's actually his seat. He owns that chair.
I'm sorry, we're too fat to share this.
I wasn't even going to ask. I figured your ass had been in there. It's one of those sticky couches. I wasn't
it's
even
planted
gonna...
there
and
for...
And big boom.
Okay, watch when you move. Watch out that you don't pull the things. I think you can make it all the way over there.
You think you can.
But I'm not sure. Enki might have to trade.
Trade.
Yeah, it's a trade situation here. Your headphones aren't going to make it.
Don't worry, we're still here.
We are still here. We're still
broadcasting. We're
shuffling. Are you
going to
try it? I'm going to unplug it and plug it back.
I actually set on PBM.
Oh, God, now I have to sit to him. He smells funny.
He's squishy.
There's also a negative.
Not too bad.
Ow!
This is not great, but...
Oh, nice try, big guy.
Oh.
Anyway, he didn't even make it past the first layer.
Hey, let me talk. There's another negative repercussion portraying women as weak and defenseless.
Holy cow, here comes the Dr. Pepper.
It's called the legal system. Our legal system is brutal.
Yes.
I remember one time a girl who shall remain nameless kicked me in the nuts, scrambled my eggs real good. This made me angry, so I closed with her, and... As Dak said, women have fast reactions. She got two or three good punches in that I didn't stand a hope in hell of catching.
Like, ah!
I outweighed her by 80 pounds, so I grabbed her by the throat and the crotch. I lifted her up and I threw her across the room.
Yeah!
That slowed her down a lot.
Yes.
That slowed her all the way down. But here's the thing now. I just threw this girl across the room.
Yeah. After she kicked me in the nuts. I was obviously well enough after this to pursue her. My responsibility was maybe to run away. But the thing is, you know, I'm mad. She caused the whole problem, and I was, in my mind at the time, defending myself from a rather painful injury. But I have no doubt in my mind, if this had gone to court, where would I have ended up? First off, I'm the guy who picked up a girl and threw her across the room. So if I end up in jail, bad things could happen to me.
Yeah.
And the court system's not going to be...
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, my. That's a lot of food in a U.S. mail container.
Yeah. let them see the one. Go around so they can see you on camera.
Anyway, does this land? I, as a man, end up in a worse legal situation because women are weak and defenseless. No, even if they're fast enough to hit you in the nuts real hard with their pointy little boots, that bitch.
Hey, where'd you steal the
food for
basket,
all?
Bro?
Let's see what's in here. We've got pretty much it's a full pack for everyone, huh?
Oh, right on. What are these from?
These are military rations.
No, we're having military rats.
Sea rats, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Uncle Dredd.
That would explain the NutraSweet drink. With lots of guarana.
Excellent. I'll take yours. I need to.
I got it.
What can you hear on the mics right now? Crumple,
I have
crumple.
So can't talk. Challenge like down.
So I got five
okay.
Okay. Cheese.
You've been five out in the hot sun. Okay, you've been out in the cold, wet.
Cold, wet.
Yeah.
No, there was no sun.
Okay.
There was a great deal of liquid sunshine. If you want to use that. Term.
Okay, you've been out marching and sweating, right?
Not much marching, not much sweating. Unfortunately, I'd rather be sweating than soaking wet. Without sweat.
Okay, never mind then. Let's just pretend it was summertime and they give you this ration. Sips, fruit punch, with lots of calcium, 250 whole milliliters, have your drink. Exercise hard, take in lots of minerals.
Meanwhile...
Kidney stone's optional.
Inventory the contents of our survival rations kit here. We have two, Jimmy Dean oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches.
No vegetable content therein.
Delicious, cold or hot.
Yum.
An original flavor Rice Krispie Treat Square.
We had one item. What was it? Oh, it was the pie. Does anybody have a pie?
Light peach cup.
Does anybody have a pie?
No pie here.
Oh, they must have scanned them all. The first one I had was a pie. It had 27 ingredients in it.
What? Wow.
27. Oh, it was excellent. It tasted all right. But...
A 49-gram bag
What is this
of
colon?
Doritos
if you had a whole
Nacho Cheesier brand.
Okay, so...
Do you know anybody who collects G.I. Joes? G.I. Joes.
And finally, to wash this all down with, we have Sips Fruit Punch.
Check out the ingredients on Sips. Ingredients on Sips. One, water. Two, corn syrup. Holy shit, look at all these ingredients. I've never seen it.
It's American food. They have extra ingredients.
We're not used to this shit in Canada. We try and keep it down to, none.
Does anybody have one of these? I really like the fact that the straw is arranged in such a way that when you tear the straw free, it first off, when it's on, it obscures the ingredients. Then you take it off, and it tears off all the ones at the end. Like FD&C Red Number 40, cherry juice, something.
Mine's there. Juice.
You can read the whole thing. Let's go through some of these ones at the end. I'm sure they're interesting. Natural and artificial flavors. Fairball. Ester gum. Gum acacia. Brominated vegetable oil. Why is there vegetable oil in a beverage?
Brominated?
Brominated.
Bromine? So literally this is oil which has had which has been chemically treated with bromine. You know,
which
it's in the same chemical family as...
Correctly.
Yeah, it's pretty toxic. It's the same chemical family as iodine and chlorine.
What the hell is butylated hydroxyanisole?
There you go.
That's one to look up.
BHA? It's a preservative?
Oh, normally found only in packaging.
Okay, my question
that's BHT.
Is, wouldn't it be simpler just to make juice?
Yeah.
What are you saving by putting all this shit in the juice?
It's cheaper than real plants.
They've found things progressively cheaper over the years.
Sugar and artificial flavor makes juice.
You know what?
You don't have to
have
brominated vegetable oil.
You want scary, Drexel? You want scary? There is a product in the market now called... Okay, Kool-Aid wanted to expand into the iced tea thing. So they got something called Cool Tea. Look at the ingredients on Cool Tea. There is no tea.
No
it's
tea
got other
at all.
Shit in it. It doesn't have anything that
ever derived from
takes,
a plant
takes
on
a lot
it
of
unless
artificial.
You count corn syrup.
Hey, takes a lot of artificial stuff to make something good.
Nesty. Nesty's an interesting beverage.
Closer.
Tastes really good.
Yeah, it does.
Nesty, or am I thinking Lipton? Actually, I'm thinking Lipton iced tea. Lipton iced tea. Tastes really good. Why is it burned? I've never had iced tea to burn before.
Burns.
I never thought of that. I hate you very, very much.
Wow.
Where did these rations come from, Drex?
We had them for lunch yesterday.
More to the point.
And when it was cold enough out. when it was suggested that we have them again for supper, there was open rebellion.
I can understand because this is one of the driest sandwiches I've ever had in my life, even though it has like a quarter inch of meat in it.
There's like a package of Italian dressing and Hellmann's low-fat mayonnaise.
Not in mine.
No, in your pack. Mm. You just kind of like squirt it on like this.
like
this.
No, get it away from your throat.
Watch me squirt it on.
Yeah, we had an excellent weekend of rain.
rain.
That doesn't seem so bad, you know, because we're driving around in vehicles, right? But the first thing we do is we take the tops off. And it's not so that we can pack them full of more stuff and then put the tops on. No, no. We leave them off.
Why?
Because you can see better. It makes sense. It just sucks.
Because you're wet.
When it's raining.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Everything's
when it's a nice
waterproof,
sunny day and we're driving around, sunning ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
How fast are you driving there, Drex?
I didn't drive this time, actually.
Rough guess. Give me an estimate.
Depends. If we're on the road, as fast as we can go.
So you're saying you got a nice, cold Vancouver January wind going on.
Well, we actually put the tops on for the road move between Vancouver and
well, you're taking
Fort
all the
Lewis.
Really good, bad stuff out.
No.
The good, bad stuff.
There was a lot of rain. And we got these nice Gore-Tex jackets, which is pretty cool. But
is that new?
Yeah.
They finally got you guys your new jackets.
Oh, we have lots of new Gore-Tex stuff.
No,
really
no. Ronan, not an arc unit, just hate it. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
He hates
it? Steal me one of those?
No, they don't have. They haven't got any of their Gore-Tex stuff.
Oh, well, whatever.
Please steal
it
me one of those?
It looks like mountain equipment gear, except it's got buttons the size of something you'd see on fucking Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
I had the wonderful treat of sitting in the back of the vehicle all weekend.
Ah, so you got most of the rain, then.
So there was no heater and no... sort of movement getting in and out,
the
looking around,
your
or turning the steering
wheel. The tips of your fingers look kind of dark and frostbitten there.
No, they're not frostbitten. It's fucking cold.
It's not like
there's anywhere to go to warm up. We don't, like, build campfires or anything, right? Anyways, it was an excellent weekend.
So you think you can talk, Dak?
Can't talk eating.
Can't talk eating. Oh. Okay, we'll play another rant by APOC. And then we're going to do Tails...
Loser Cruiser.
Loser Cruiser. So we're going to play either Racism or Trekkies.
Trekkies!
Probably
Trekkies,
I'm sure.
Well, this is predictable. Sorry, am I still on?
Yes.
We're going to listen to the rant. We're going to go, hey, that reminds me of a million cool things
of
today.
Of course it does.
You'll never get to Tails from the Loser Cruiser.
How about
I want to track you one.
Just in case. I won't play
speaking
the intro.
Right, I have one more little...
I don't know if I mentioned this. I came up with the cruelest thing to do. I came up with a way to take two homicide detectives and then drive them completely insane.
Okay.
Take them and cast them into hell.
Da Vinci's Inquest? What?
Far, far, far worse. Take two average, normal homicide detectives.
Yes.
Send them to any... large. We're talking monster, mega, weekend or week-long Trek convention in a hotel. At the start of the convention, go into some room where you have some person that's in the widely known inside the Trekker community.
Yeah.
And have them murdered.
Spock in the foyer with a wrench.
Have them found murdered in their like hotel room with a bath lid.
A bathlet?
That's a Klingon sword. I just do this because I'm trying to imagine two normal human detectives trying to deal with, like, the creatures that crawl around.
Oh,
at
a Trekkie convention?
Yeah, and I'm just figuring.
We need to know everybody that was in a Klingon outfit. They're like, okay.
I have one more thing from my weekend to share with you all.
Yes?
Okay. And this is
just to show you what happens when you combine army and people from Vancouver. Our dinner we got on the night we left involved a biscotti.
Biscotti. Standard military issue now.
No,
biscottis.
You know, I don't know where it's from, but it's... No, no, we got no coffee.
Starbucks drove in with their little truck.
Anyways,
it's a military. It's a
military
biscotti.
Late by 15 minutes for everything too.
Who wants to change their Harvard Sun Chips for?
I can't eat those.
Yeah.
Oh, the shredder. Ew.
Never mind. I rate Jackman. Take it back. You're stuck with.
I'll just play you if you want.
Okay, here's the.
I like
honey, I'm bringing you chips.
Here's the Trekkies one. On what the hell?
Thank you.
My name is Lieutenant Commander Barbara Adams. I'm commanding officer of the U.S. Artemis, which is the Little Rock unit of the Federation Alliance.
I'm sure we can rip another one open for you.
Man, this is going to be a rant about those stupid guys that dress up as Klingons and Vulcans and shit. Well, yes it is, but probably not in the way that you're thinking. The other day, Deviant Synapse and I run in the movie Trekkies, which is a documentary about Star Trek fans. My first reaction to watching people introduce themselves as captain of a particular starship was that of sadness. I mean, I thought these people needed help. But as the movie went on, I said, wait, hold on a second. How the hell can I say that? My name is Guardian Gargoyle Apocryphus, Pharaoh of Cult. That's pretty fucked up. So then I started thinking about the movie in a different light. One of the people that was featured in the documentary was the woman you just heard introduce herself, who actually went to the Whitewater trial as a jurist, dressed up in her Star Trek uniform. Regardless as to her motivations why, I have to totally commend her on sticking to her guns. People were swarming her, the media was up her nose, trying to figure out what the hell was going on in her head, asking her all sorts of questions, and she just kept doing it throughout the whole trial. I mean, a trial is a long thing. I mean, that's a hard woman. Let's look at this another way. Cult is another subculture organization with its own niche of people that catch it. And the Trekkie subculture is like the father of counterculture. Maybe not the grandfather, maybe not the oldest group out there, by no means. But a modern counterculture. The Trekkies have made a lot of headway, and if anything, we owe them respect. They have some very talented prophets in their groups. In fact, the music that you're listening to right now is generated by a Trekkie, no doubt. They have Hungans in there that are working out phaser designs and want to build an actual enterprise. And they've got an insane amount of people. All of these people got together because of Gene Roddenberry's dream. That is the power of the prophets. Every time you see a Klingon out there, you're watching someone make a statement about tolerance. That's really what this is all about. So when you see a Klingon walking around someplace, I think you should go up to him and give him kudos. Say, thanks, man. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Because these guys get made fun of all day, and no one gives them any real respect. Show them some tolerance. Give them the time of day. Because what's going to happen when we start producing our Sentinels? They're paving the road for us. Go up to them and say, hey, man, right on. I'm in Cult. Here's what we're up to. And you never know. Maybe you can get one of them into the organization. How cool would that be to have some Klingon Ronin or vampires or some Vulcan gargoyles or Cardassian Hungans? If there's any counterculture organization that Cult should ally with, it should be the Trekkie counterculture. Because if they do build their starship, I want them to beat me up, too.
I mean, I've built a lot of stuff, you know, like... communicator, phaser. You know, my buddies would have Cheryl Teague, Freddie Mercury, prayer pots and posters in their bedroom. I had the blueprints for the Enterprise.
Any comments on the Trekkies thing? Everyone?
I was a Trekkie once.
Yeah?
Back in high school. Big
like hardcore?
Then I discovered anime in university.
And
well,
you transferred
I'm so
your...
much better now.
We
have conventions, but people dress up in much more sensible costumes, like green haired cat girls with bells around their neck and little ruffled pinafores.
Sounds more exciting for men.
I'll pay money for that.
I can go to the ACACON page, and I believe if I can find that discussion board again, I can probably show you the pictures.
Oh really?
One of the
would
most
you?
Disturbing.
I can.
I've
I can.
Ever
I'll
seen.
I'll show you the pictures.
One of the most disturbing websites I've ever seen was on Portal of Evil.com.
Oh shit, yeah.
And there was a 14-year-old girl dressed up in Sailor Moon outfits, very short skirts. Hundreds
all
of pictures,
all
taken by her father.
Mm.
Various
cute little kid, cute as a button.
He financed a lot of her clothing.
Yeah. Also things like, you know, Cammy from Street Fighter 2. Very
oh,
dry,
yeah.
Things like that, you know.
Camel toes. That's what Cammy's short for, everybody. Camel toes.
Oh.
Are you serious? I don't know. Have you seen Cammy?
Yes.
I played Street Fighter. That G-string type leotard body sock thing is like about as thick as my finger. And I have dainty fingers.
Okay, Tales from the Loser Cruiser.
All aboard!
Tales from the Loser Cruiser.
You hear me now?
See
you next week.
Yes. Okay, there we go. No Microsoft Jingle Bells again.
No Microsoft Jingle Bells? Okay. This week, I had another one of those wonderful moments where I get on the SkyTrain. Well, also, I had a real great one because the guy who relieved me came an hour late. So this means that I'm going to get like an extra, it took me an extra hour and a half to get home.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't get home until about 3 o'clock in the morning. I was really happy.
Like last bus, last
no,
guy
well,
train.
No, last bus, last guy train, last bus. So I'm on the, and it was one of those nights where, and it was also, it's Friday night. So that means that at this time, the dregs are out like mobile, you know, so I get on the first bus, and you have a guy who stumbles on, who is so drunk that he's like falling down. Gets on the bus, we get to the first stop, we stop. He literally almost falls down as he's getting out of the bus. We drive a little bit further, and the bus driver picks up two of his other buddies, the two other bus drivers that are getting off duty. So he stops at the stop where I guess these guys are supposed to get off, and he's sitting there. And it's like 5-10 minutes. And finally, one of the bus drivers goes, "You know, you got a passenger back there." And he's going, "Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about him." And I'm thinking to myself, you know, they have a complaint number. I'm not just going to go up there and ask for your number. I'm going to go up there, I'm going to get your number, I'm going to wait until Monday morning, I'm not going to call in, and I'm going to go down to the complaint office, and I'm going to find your supervisor, and I'm going to punch your number into his face. I'm like, but
he forgot there was a passenger.
Yes, he forgot there was a passenger in the back of the bus.
What was the passenger doing? Sleeping?
No, I was sitting there reading a book in the light.
It could have been worse. They could have stripped down and started fucking right in front of you.
Yeah, that's true. That would have been worse.
Uh-huh.
So
I am see.
Or
better, depending on your point of view.
So we get onto the SkyTrain. Now, it was amazing. I get dueling drunk boyfriends with girlfriends. I have this one drunk couple who gets on, and they start arguing. And then after a little while, I get another drunk couple who gets on, and they start arguing. And then the second couple tells the first couple that they're arguing too loud and they should shut the fuck up.
Mistake.
So the first drunk guy gets up and he's go over, "Oh, you fucking want to go?" And they're going on. And if they had just started fighting, I'd have been okay with this. But 2 minutes, including we went through a stop where the doors were open and then they closed, and we actually take off and we're going through another stop of them still going, "Yeah, you fucking want to stay with me? I'll kick your ass." And finally, I'm like, I stand up and I'm going, "Look, will you both shut the fuck up or I'm going to throw you both off the fucking train?"
Uh-huh.
"What the fuck's your problem?" The first drunk, I guess, thought because of my blue uniform jacket that I must have been SkyTrain security or something.
Yeah.
Because he goes, "Yeah, sir, I'm sorry. This fucker started. I just mind my own business. I just want to ride the fucking train." He goes and sits down.
Yeah.
The second drunk guy going, "Oh, you fucking want to start with me too?" And I'm like going, "No, I don't. I want it to be quiet. I want to go home. It's too fucking late, and I don't care about any of you." So fortunately, his girlfriend calms him down, so I don't have
good.
To deal with anybody. Then we get on the last train going the last bus going home, going to Langley. And there had to be, no friggin' lie, at least 15 of the 20 people on the bus were stinking drunk. You know the part where they smell from 30 feet away, you can smell the booze wafting off of them?
You can play a little game. You've been drinking vodka. You've been drinking rum. You've been...
Is that beer on your chest?
Is it? Well, I think it has butter.
Back to the story.
That's it. That's it. That was it. Just my ride from hell. My loser cruiser story.
It's fine. So it's margarine in it.
Where's the killing and maiming?
There was no killing. There was no maiming.
Fuck! Like you never beat the shit out of people
gelatin,
anymore.
Gelatin, animal bones.
Man, it's a bone or something.
He would hate you. He would be so upset. I would take the rapper with me, and he would never know.
I didn't know marshmallows had gelatin in it. I thought they were all really artificial. Like, completely artificial.
That's one less sorry to get your hopes up.
Not like I eat marshmallows anyway, but I enjoy Rice Krispie squares.
The Rice Krispie squares that you buy in these packages,
I'm sure there's
are
some
not the same are not the same ingredients that you get when you make them at home. Like, there's no gelatin in normal
marshmallows. No, I didn't think so. I swear I looked at
marshmallows have gelatin in them.
Not
the ingredients.
Not all, I don't think. I have read some do, some don't.
That don't have gelatin.
I think the small colored ones do and the big ones don't, or the other way around. I've read them. But you can't get them without it.
If you put a Rice Krispie square in the microwave, does it swell up to 10 times its size and then deflate?
I don't think so.
Actually, what it does
not my microwave.
Oh, what a boring thing.
It just kind of.
I like how marshmallows grow like a million times their size and then flatten like a pancake.
APOC sent me this picture.
It's not really relevant or anything.
Wow.
It's mildly amusing.
Oh, my God.
It's very well done. And hopefully posted in the IRC. If Bill Gates as the head of SS, or the head of Microsoft, it just is a picture of him with a nice little flag there. And I'll post that in the IRC in case he hasn't.
That great, good work, APOC.
Yeah, if he did that. I don't think he did that because it's posted on an Australian site.
Oh, by the way, earlier on, APOC, I noticed your comment about tying me to a burning cross. You say something like that again, I'm going to have to smother you with my hood.
And it's a big hood.
Big, big, big.
So you'll be able to breathe in there for a while.
Well.
Not that I'd recommend breathing inside that hood, in fact.
I personally had access to his entire sheet once, and I could make a tent for four of me.
Those were camping ones,
but
didn't you?
That's just because you're tiny.
No, that's just because I'm normal size. I don't stomp on Tokyo as a regular part of my habits.
Now you're just trying to get me feeling good about myself.
It's nutritious.
Yeah, but
I actually
find an hour later you're hungry again.
I love when I say crazy shit. It reminds him of a story.
I was sitting there with Ronan Nottenark, who's my roommate, and I finally stopped, and I actually analyze myself, and I say, why do I like these Japanese horror films? Where you see Godzilla, what have you, destroying Tokyo. And I finally came up with the answer. It's because it's a situation where we see mankind is not in control of Mother Nature. As twisted as Godzilla is, it's Mother Nature in the form of a giant 400-foot-tall radioactive beast.
Is that it?
Stomping the fuck out of mankind and putting him back in his fucking place. And I have to say, I don't know if that's disturbed or what. I'd like to actually take that to a psychoanalyst and say what the fuck he sees about
deep
that one.
Deep down, we're little scared monkeys that are frequently predated on.
Another one, Windows Millennium. Not quite as attentive.
No, not anywhere near.
But
it's almost identical to the Microsoft design. What does that tell you? Not very inventive.
No, not very inventive. Soltran says, Dax got the best voice for radio.
Thank you. Actually,
he's also got the face for it.
He's got the face for it, too.
As I said before, I almost got a job in real radio.
Yeah.
I actually turned it down.
Oh,
I was offered.
As opposed to fake radio.
No,
this
I don't
is
mean,
just fake
I don't,
radio.
I don't mean real radio. I mean as in I was actually
as
being
as paid. Radio.
As
professional
paid.
Hasn't been paid.
Being
this
paid
isn't
for.
Radio at all. So he's being
something else
in real radio.
It's internet
what
broadcast.
When I meant real radio, I meant professional radio.
Professional
in the
radio
of being paid for it.
Yeah.
Radio 123
actually broadcasted on radio waves.
Yes, radio waves.
Radio 123 in Everett, Washington, offered me a job. My cousin was the program director. She heard my voice. This is actually the chicken crushing story. Long story on that one. I'm not even going to go into it.
Well, we've got
first
36 minutes.
Gentlemen.
How long?
36 minutes.
Okay, I guess I'll tell the chicken catching story. They had a annual chicken catching at the Puyallup Fair where they have a little mailbox inside on top of a tower. They take a chicken, they give him the business end of the plunger, and they see how far the chicken flies.
chickens can slow themselves down enough that they won't hurt themselves when they land?
Yeah, chickens actually can fly to a very limited degree. They still have wings.
Yeah.
They can even fly up.
No, they go up and then down.
Most chickens
are like pheasants. They go.
However, however, most chickens will basically just kind of go.
Yes.
This one chicken, however, and then the my job as part of the, I was one of the official Radio 123 chicken catchers. Was I was supposed to grab the chicken with a big fucking net.
As it falls from the sky?
No, oh, once
after.
It hits the ground.
Oh, because they have to judge it.
Yes. This one chicken, however, took off.
Sparky the chicken.
Sparky the chicken.
Sparky.
Yeah, well, no, this is his name for
okay.
it. I'm going to use it.
In an aircraft carrier assisted fashion.
I found out later. I found out later the way the reason.
Get soap. Every time
there is no soap in there. God damn it! It's empty.
So,
I have to put that in my.
So what you're saying, Drex, is you were pumping away and nothing was coming out.
Off topic. Get out of our forum.
Ineffective pumping.
So
I know,
the I found out the reason why the chicken went so hard far is because the person used the other end of the plunger. So the
is the person poking the chicken part of the team that
No, no, you pick out your chicken out of a huge cage of chickens and you see him.
Well, that looks like a flyer.
Yeah, exactly.
If it went that far on the business end of a plunger, what would it do with a firecracker?
Sorry, Sparky, you didn't realize you were in the IRC.
Give the chicken a different name. I don't want the business end of a broom.
So they give Ronan Sparky there. I mean, Chicken Sparky, the business end of the plunger, and he goes flying.
She
goes flying. 300 feet down.
That's a long
turns time. Around, does a U-turn in the air, flies all the way back, and pass.
He got negative.
Yes, no.
Negative point.
He got negative, even though we all agreed he should have won because the chicken was in the air for over 1,000 feet.
Yes.
I didn't know chickens could fly that far.
No odometer on chickens.
No, it was amazing. So I go chasing after this chicken. Now this chicken is extremely panicked and is uncomfortable. So
a little tired.
You don't
too.
Say.
So he gets away from me the first time. So
thought he was tired.
I'm chasing after him.
Yeah.
I've got the bloody net, and the chicken is getting away from me. And the chicken then goes up into the stands of the Puyallup Fairgrounds. And no, there's no people
okay.
in there because
that's
we're
good.
All down on the field for the chicken flying contest. I chase the chicken up into the stands. Now, unbeknownst to me, the whole time this was going on,
a panicked chicken.
They DJs, rather than having cut away from the thing, are going on giving a colored by-blow commentary of me chasing this chicken.
Hey, it's good entertainment.
Apparently it was.
People listen to us.
Apparently their audience was calling in afterwards to hear a replay of this.
Can we order that on audio cassette?
They thought the chicken-catching kid was the funniest thing they had ever heard of.
It's a swift-rated, a close one. But the chicken evades them once again. He's going to put
and see if the chicken can go for a conversion.
So,
and if you send $1 in a self-addressed stamped envelope to this address, we'll send you a transcript.
Yeah.
So finally,
man.
My net gets caught, and it breaks.
Oh, that's perfect.
The
things
break.
Are slowing down for the colored commentary.
Yep. So I lose my net, and I'm still going after. Now the chicken has gone out of the stands. I've lost the net. The chicken is now down in the back on the mud because they were doing tractor pulls and everything there. They've got it covered with plastic bags so that there's some sort of ground you can apparently walk on. There's rain and mud and everything else. I'm soaking wet. The chicken is soaking wet. I make a lunge after the chicken. I slip in the mud. The chicken doesn't get away in time. I land on the chicken.
Oh, no.
Killing the chicken what? Instantly.
Yes.
Did it lose bowel control when you landed on it?
No, I sat on it and it popped out.
But you ate well.
So I'm looking
was
at
was there
it.
A loop of intestine hanging out
yes.
the other? Really?
Yes.
Yoo-hoo!
I squished the chicken. It made a horrible clucking noise and it died instantly.
So what you're saying is you've permanently extinguished any hopes chickens have of regaining their ability to fly.
Yes. This chicken is
yes.
the best chicken there was. I removed from the gene pool.
So
they might gain their freedom through his genetics. Can you stop him now?
This is evolution in action.
Yes.
By standing out so far from the herd that he went that he was noticed, this particular chicken, therefore brought attention to his abilities and therefore had himself removed from the gene pool.
I protected our race and their ability to have fried chicken. So,
oh, and you've all too
one fast. For Colonel Sanders.
Yes. So they get me back down, and they want to know what's going on. And they, of course, have to get me on the mic, on the radio.
Covered in chicken blood.
Covered in chicken shit, blood, and mud. Explaining my position about I didn't mean to break the chicken.
Which, of course, only added to the hilarity.
Yes. They thought this was so funny. I go home. The next week, I
cannot
get a call.
Catch chicken, smash chicken, art.
damn chicken, squish. So the next week, I get a call from the radio's owner. He's offering me a job to read the news.
And how do they introduce you?
There
chicken catching boy reading the news.
Basically read the news.
Sorry. So I, however, turned them down because at the time, and this is a story that you will understand.
Ronan Medic
will understand. I was dating Darlene at the time, and I didn't want to be broken up from my girl.
Well, any girl that dresses up in a cat costume, I can't really argue with.
Yeah, that's true.
Who sent this? This was very cool. Platinum Dragon. You can log into his computer in port 2600 and see his screenshot at any given time. Under Linux. That is very cool. Like, I can see his IRC no more than 30 seconds ago captured.
Gnome kicked ass.
That is so cool.
Very slick.
So wow. That's
so basically, if he's surfing for porn, anyone in the world can know about it.
Yes, that is true.
X-Chat. He's surfing one-handed
looks
right
really good
now.
Too.
Time to check the webcam.
Yep. I'm sure he can turn it off.
Check up on him, eh? She caught him surfing for porn and jerking off in front of the computer monitor.
It's got a little footprint.
She thought, oh, that's enough of that.
Gnome?
Yep.
Gnu.
Gnome desktop.
That's very, very nice.
Very, very cool.
I wish I ran Linux.
You,
somebody
like,
wants a mic? Yeah, I think Drex would like a mic.
They talk over top of me.
We ignore you.
We ignore you intentionally.
Because we don't like you.
When Sean's here, he flips.
The only actual professional DJ here.
It shows.
And she doesn't talk.
And keep in mind, we only say that because, in theory, she actually gets paid. It's not that
we
she's
don't
good.
Get paid. No, it doesn't mean she's good. Not.
She's the competition.
Yeah, we compete with CBC.
Look, that's
yeah.
a chicken. his volume's not loud enough.
Oh, I'm sure
she's
it's
a
loud
chicken?
Enough.
I'll have to catch the chicken.
Oh, no.
Things don't look good for .com, girl. We all know what happened to the last chicken he caught.
Capone actually could be worse, Uncle Dax. She could have dressed like Mimi on the Drew Carey show. I don't know what that's in reference to, but...
You know, basically, well, yeah.
Smokehead says, I was a professional newsreader, Dak. It sucks. You didn't miss much. Well, I mean, yeah, you're handed a piece of paper. There's not much you can do
and
with
now
it.
The news.
Blah, blah, blah,
today,
blah, blah,
Microsoft
blah.
Bought Seattle. Film, 11.
Yeah. A wholly owned subsidiary. When you cross the border
that's
now from Vancouver to Washington, there's a little sign. Welcome to Washington State, a wholly owned subsidiary of Microsoft Corporation.
Feel better.
What I like is nobody laughed, so they took
I missed
seriously.
It. You were speaking?
It's too close. No, I think the sign is outside of Redmond.
Is it? Okay.
No.
Yeah, property.
What was it again? Say it again. Sorry.
Welcome to Redmond, a fully owned subsidiary of Microsoft Corporation.
I think he's considering having it changed to Billmond.
Billmond. Oh, yeah.
Microland.
So I've got this story here. Son assaulted by pedophile. Dad can't avoid trial for revenge attack.
What?
In Quebec, a man charged with attacking a pedophile who sexually assaulted his son has been told he cannot avoid a trial. Judge on Friday refused defense counsel Jean-Pierre Accord's bid to dismiss charges laid against his client after the beating last March 17th of Mario Meni. Meni, 45, was a school bus driver when he sexually assaulted three boys whom he was transporting. He's serving an 18-month sentence for the sexual assaults. So,
well, 18 months, you'll learn his lesson.
Oh, yeah, 18 months.
He will if they put him in general population.
Yeah. You need your mic.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? How's that in the other shoe? Is
that what you
Yep.
How's that biscotti?
Yummy, yummy.
Biscotti, I've always puzzled about. It's like stale bread with cinnamon in it.
Yeah. It baffles me, too. It's just hard. And
I never had one before. But the Army gave me one, and I got to try it out now.
Is it good?
They're just following orders.
So this guy beats this pedophile, now he is going to court.
Well, I agree with going to court. Like, I mean, you can't go rampaging. You gotta take it. They can't say, okay, you can go beat pedophiles.
Yeah,
it's legally allowed to beat pedophiles.
Here's kind of a news story. I don't know. I just caught part of it. I'm wondering if anybody knows anything about it. Apparently there was some guy in New York whose wife was raped. The police released composite photos of him. He was able to track the guy down before the cops found him. And I don't know if he killed the guy or beat the fuck out of it or what. I just kind of remember reading something very quickly before I had to put the paper down because I actually had to work at work. It was really bad.
Oh my god.
So, does anyone know the story or anything?
I didn't hear about that one. If I was the cops, I'd be like, okay, we try him. And we hope he gets off because we want to hire him.
Yeah. He's good.
Pretty good job. So you didn't know the guy in advance then?
Apparently not.
All he has is a picture and he tracks him down?
Yeah.
The guy's fucking mighty. Without the police resources? The police have amazing resources.
I think, congratulations to the guy for beating up the pedophile, but you shouldn't have got caught.
He was that good
at
tracking
people?
It's
kind of hard to get away with, though.
No, I'm not saying he was trying to get away with it, but
here's the guy who raped my wife, dragging
I
the police.
I agree with what he did.
Like,
I think
he
was right.
Left over.
There's
yeah,
no
well, you know.
Way the guy
I think what he did was right.
Pedophile. I'm sorry.
But it was right for him to do it, but it was illegal, and
here's how the police work.
Difference between right and illegal.
You have to enforce the law.
This pedophile shows up at the cop shop. Hi, I just got the shit kicked out of me. Or he's in a hospital, the cop shop. What happened? Some guy beat the shit out of me. Well, anybody you pissed off in the last little while? I can think of 9 people.
Yeah.
3 kids, 3 dads, 3 moms. They're probably a little choked.
There might be a few uncles and aunts
so
in there,
we'll
too.
So we'll go and see if any of these people match. There you've got them. You've caught them.
Yep. Soul Trance, we are eating army imps, except for me, because they're full of every single thing in there, except for maybe the fruit peach cup. Has animal products in it.
I have one here. Would you like it?
Peaches,
no,
water,
really.
Sugar, ascorbic acid, vitamin C. Well, unless the vitamin C comes from animal sources.
Boiling hot. No,
maybe
I don't want one.
The ascorbic acid comes from animal sources.
The only thing you can eat you don't want.
I know. The irony's just dripping.
So is that your is that your drink?
No, cheese.
You want your drink thing?
That is cheese in it.
May I wish you a happy scurvy.
It's scary. Anything with what was it?
Comes from animal.
Bromic.
The brominated oils frighten me.
Yes, brominated oils.
Because it's like
how else are we going to make sure we all die at the same time?
Are you laughing at me?
What's this die part?
I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure they make pesticides that way. I'm not sure.
I think brominated oils are the slipperiest.
You got it, Smokehouse. You got it.
Eat the preservatives, you'll last longer.
Keto.com girl, between you, me, and Quoth, your Smokehouse is working on some kind of audio orgy.
Yeah, he's bookmarking all the times, writing them down so he can go back in the archives. And
I bet he wouldn't even notice.
No, he records his own, doesn't he?
Yes, he does record his own.
I bet he wouldn't even notice each one specifically, but every time something like that comes up, you yell his name out and draws attention to it.
He wakes up.
Rewind.
His
right arm must be huge.
It's the slipperiest.
IMP, imitation meal product. What does it actually stand for?
REM?
IMP.
IMP?
I can't remember.
I have no idea.
Imitation meal product.
REM is dead.
It's not imitation meal product.
REM, I know. It,
Rapid eye movement.
No, they used to actually say it stood for meals. No, was it? MRE stood for meals rejected by Ethiopians.
Uh-huh.
Actually, no. You know the Canadian IMPs are good.
Meals ready to eat.
There's only like one, maybe two
Canadian?
That I don't like.
Yes.
No these ones, I have no idea where they got them. I assume that they're American, like, lunch meals.
I've never
it says on it. Because
yeah,
it says
American.
On it, it says,
if it was Canadian,
must be
it
issued and consumed chilled.
Cordova,
is there
Tennessee.
French on them? Is there French?
Cordova?
No.
Cordova,
I'm pretty sure they're
Tennessee.
American. The other thing
no, they are American.
Yeah,
okay,
the,
my
the
question...
What would Canadian like would have like that, Sean?
Kilometers to make it to
no, I can tell you they're American because I know they're American. We got them in the States and...
Yeah.
Plano...
I know,
okay.
But I'm saying...
The packages have no French on
Plano,
them.
Yeah,
Plano,
no.
Plano...
There was never any question about the national origin of them.
I'm more so like, well... Canadian version would be like what? You know.
Somebody
Canadian
sent me a
version would have like instant poutine or something.
Where bromine is used?
Oh, here we go.
Flame retardants, yes. Fire extinguishments, pharmaceuticals, biocides and pesticides, solvents, oil field chemicals, photographic chemicals, and it doesn't say food
well,
on here.
Well, bromine
but
is a pretty.
Food.
Bromine is pretty reactive. I mean, you could say like chlorine is used in all kinds of horrible things, but it's also part of salt.
Yeah.
I mean, you get into that whole dihydrogen monoxide.
But chlorine's not used in a organic
that's a great
chemical
webpage.
In foods too often.
Yeah. Dihydrogen monoxide.
You know, you get into that whole dihydrogen monoxide
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
that's
like
that
so
whole
funny.
Dihydrogen monoxide.
Flemington, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's all.
Oh, so it's New Jersey water you're drinking.
New Jersey
yeah,
water
the
in the
they had
steps.
To add the bromine and all the other chemicals is because it's just tap water out of Jersey.
Oh, yes.
we were dry.
That's
we
why
were,
the bromine.
We were dry. Enki and I were heading here with Dak, and he was, it was certain the fields we were driving past were kind of stinky. And
no, they're
Dak
called
was,
sewage treatment plants.
Okay,
Dak was
guys,
all, Dak was
which
all
which
like,
hold up
right
for a sec.
Jersey around here.
Did you guys pick up your juices? Pick up your juices.
I ain't touching that juice.
No, pick up the box.
Yeah.
Now turn it to the side. If you see nothing, turn it to the other side. Does yours say imagination is more important than knowledge, Albert
yep.
Einstein?
Yep.
Do they all say the same?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, why is that written on my juice box?
More to the point, why are they saying imagination is more important than knowledge and they can only come up with one dumbass slogan?
Because imagination is more important than knowledge because... Trust me, imagining that this tastes good is more important to them than the knowledge of what
it
contains.
I know, you know, this doesn't taste that bad. I think it does taste good. I'm worried perhaps that they had imagination during making it rather than knowledge.
I haven't been to the States too much, and I always wonder what they did with the extra space, and apparently they do nothing with the extra space. Where we have French, they just have nothing. They put nothing. They put quotes on there.
That's the thing that gets me is there's all these people, like up in Canada, there are people that complain that there's French on the boxes. And they just complain, there's French on my box. Well, first off, people in the rest of the world would think you're fucking stupid to think you have some kind of holy right to only have one language on your box. Welcome to Europe where we have seven languages on most products.
Oh, yeah.
Or alternate, and alternately, it's like,
except
what
Quebec,
exactly do you think they'll
have?
What else do you think
stuff.
Is going to be on that box? Do you think somebody is going to give you the map to the Holy Grail on the back of on the back
nobody,
of your freaking Kellogg's
nobody who
cornflakes.
Says that
hey,
is
a,
it has
TV.
A rational argument against French people. They just hate them.
They're
not making
plain
a rational statement.
Yeah,
they're just, it's French.
Whole,
I hate French
whole,
people. We're
going
to
sure
say.
I'm sure you heard all the whining about the, there shouldn't be two languages on my cornflakes box. Well, if you can't read that side, turn it over.
Too much effort.
No, but yes, of course, I've heard people say that, but
is,
no one's
I mean,
trying to make a point
that
when they say
stupid
it.
Can't read anyway.
Usually, they fall into that same category.
Do you have the capacity to take calls yet?
No. AT&T. Last Saturday, I phoned AT&T. Say, okay, this is the old number. Change it to the new number. They said, okay, 3 to 4 working days. So Wednesday, Thursday. I phoned them on Wednesday just to make sure that it worked because they it was Saturday. They weren't really open. And they said, yeah, your order's in. They recited back to me the number, and it's 7 to 8 days later and still not done.
Yeah, but that's,
so hopefully
that's
next
these
week.
Are the same ignorant
they're
people.
They're working days. That's like half days adding
this is
up.
The same ignorant people that you called
yeah,
initially.
Took 4 months.
It took them
4 months
to get back to you.
4 months.
Because they're so interested in new customers.
Oh, yeah.
Service is our motto.
Well, all the numbers are already bought up. They don't really have to suck anyone off. They get,
not really.
You know.
800 numbers are going like crazy. Just because it's so cheap. I pay 8 cents a minute. No monthly fee. No sign-up fee. So no calls and no webcam just yet.
I speaking of customer service,
That's not AT&T's fault. That's me then getting the IRC
thing. I demand you take that sign that says security cameras in use and put it down.
I have an interesting customer service story.
Why?
That's great. I'm having a little bit of trouble with my internet connection.
That was taken from a place that had security cameras. That's the irony. I didn't buy that. That was taken.
You stole it.
No wonder you framed it.
That's not exactly how it was. Sorry.
Okay.
I have a customer service problem. Apparently some dickhead's stealing one of my static IPs on my cable modem. I can't believe people would use that.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
Anyway,
I can't believe that, Anki.
They've been stealing
They've had it
for a month. I keep contacting customer support, and they keep saying, we'll look into it via email.
Do you know how easy it is to track that person down?
Oh, it's cheap.
Okay, wait a minute.
I'm not done telling the story.
Okay, but didn't you have the same issue before? And didn't they call you like 10 seconds later and say, you have 30 minutes to get rid of it, or we're cutting you off completely?
No, they just cut me off, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, they've switched to Shaw. So I tried email. No, I tried email.
When it would be your benefit?
I tried email, and and I send these emails, and I got one back saying, we'll look into it. But I haven't got anything else. Now, I tried calling them yesterday. I called them up. Ring, 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 ring.
The first 10 calls,
I get busy signals.
Yeah, I phoned Shaw as well.
I called again. I finally got through one time. I get through one time, and it says, thank you for your call. Your call is important to us.
Sure.
Please stay on the line as your call will be answered in the order it was received. Right now, we're experiencing more customer traffic than we would normally expect. And therefore, your call will take an average of 50 minutes to answer. I stayed
That's
on the phone for an hour, and the battery on my phone died.
Oh, my
I haven't
God.
Been able to get anything but a busy signal since, nor do I get responses via email. I'm ordering DSL.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, you have a problem, continuing problem. You get kicked off all the time, right?
No, I can't even get the IP address. I did get it for a while yesterday. I Jolt-2'd the guy who's running it. He's on a Win98 box. So I go Jolt-2, he goes down. Dipshit, boots back up, 15 minutes later, Jolt-2 goes down. He kept rebooting for a good hour and a half. I gave up, because he's far too stupid to understand that I owns you.
Do a port scan, contact him through ICQ.
I did do a port scan, he's not running ICQ.
Okay,
he's not running AOL either.
You shut him down, and you weren't able to connect quick enough to keep him from connecting?
No, he connects again, and we contend, so I don't get anywhere.
It goes,
neither of you get it.
It goes bang.
We randomly get part of
back
each other's
and forth.
Traffic.
It's all kinds of bad.
One thing, I don't know if this.
You did have an IRC port open.
One thing that's amusing with 1-800 numbers
just kidding.
There's a webpage I always read called "Operators Standing By." It is basically the tales of a handful of people who work at a 1-800 answering service.
Oh.
They update it every night they work.
Really?
Yes.
Believe me, there's enough stories if you answer the phone at any kind of place.
They describe these things. It's on jetwolf.com. You get into the main page and you click on the girl strangling herself with the phone.
No one went broke underestimating the ability of a human being to be stupid.
Oh, this page proves it. It's fucking hilarious. I've actually wanted to plug Jetwolf for some time because she's totally fucking funny and she rages like crazy.
That's the one. Okay, here we go.
With cute little Japanese anime too.
Yeah, that's from a friend of hers in Australia who works as a Disney animator.
There's the page.
Says this to redeem herself.
Look, I have a soul.
That didn't work too well.
We've met people at Disney that have a soul. Jerry the Puppet Guy.
Jerry the Puppet Guy was awesome. Actually, before this goes on, I want to share a little story with the little cult members here, Bex, that I had the pleasure of experiencing yesterday.
Yeah.
I was getting off work at the hospital, walking out the door. Now, there's this old lady there I've been talking to quite a lot. She's an absolute sweetheart. If she was my granny, I'd love her to pieces. But you have a different granny,
so,
oh, yeah,
you know.
I've got one granny that's insane. I barely remember who I am. But that's another story altogether.
What are you doing in my home?
Get out, stranger.
Pretty much.
You have the hand direction at least, right?
Wow.
Oh,
I'll clock you. Oh, I will.
Have you seen little Mikey?
Oh, here we go again.
No, we'll stop.
We'll stop now. Thank you. I'd like to share the story with the cult members. I'm walking off, and she has this trouble sleeping. She has nightmares still. She's been through a lot, you could say. She escaped to one city being bombed back when she was in France.
went to England only to have only have Coventry bombed out from underneath her. She has some.
Charming.
She has some.
Too much of Coventry.
Yeah, she survived Coventry. Yes, she survived Coventry. Could she write a book? Oh yes. Now, full on kudos to her. She's like 85, sweetheart of a lady, sharp as a tack to boot. So anyway, she's there in her wheelchair, and I'm waving to her, saying goodnight as I'm heading out the door, and she looks at me. And she says, "What's that?" And she points to the emblem on the back of my fight jacket, the big "Pulse, There Are No Victims" jacket.
Oh,
yeah. So of course I'm kind of obligated to explain to this lady. It's like, well,
it's better to explain than keep silent, maybe.
Yeah. Like, well, she thought it was a neat kind of logo and wondered what it meant. And I looked at her. It's like, well, what it is it's a group of people that I know that are on computers, and we go out of our way to find and destroy child porn. And she looks up at me with these big loving eyes and says, "God bless you. God bless each and every one of you." So I've got the support of this old lady in the old care center.
Should have gave her a cult pin and she'd display
it
proudly.
Oh, I have every intention to get a cult pin and pin it on her so that she can roll around the hospital.
Get a picture. Yeah, get a picture. That's too good.
She's amazing. So I thought I'd share that one.
Isn't that abuse?
In some moral level, yes.
I've
but
twisted the truth in describing my affiliation to my grandmother.
Rex, have you been punched in the eye?
No, I had campaigns on it. It didn't all come off.
Okay.
I see.
But yeah, I just wanted to share that with the call.
Oh, you can try and phone the number. I'll give you a little taste of what my 1-800 number says right now.
It's ringing. Two ringing dingy.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service.
Check
the number and dial again.
It's because it's pointing to the old phone number, which is not in service. And the I'll be very happy when we get it in because we actually have two lines here. Two phone lines. So if somebody phones in, we can have another person phone in. We can screen calls while somebody's still on the line. We can have people phone in while there's
radio. What would you like to talk about?
That's right.
Oh, it's just you again?
Nothing.
Screw you.
That's about it.
You're caller number 7.
Try again.
Or we can screen zombies.
You've
reached the studios of Rant Radio. How many of
you
can
get crushed?
Your call?
Press 7.
Actually, this is chicken dial-a-claim.
Actually, isn't there some sort of like sick porn where people step on animals or something like that?
Yes.
No. That's when they step on genitalia.
Genitalia.
Usually attached to the man who owns it.
No. I've heard about this where people get off.
You've seen this porn.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it where people get off on like mice being crushed under like stiletto heels and shit.
I think that was proved to actually be a hoax, or at least partially a hoax.
Well, there you go. I've invented
crushing. No.
There's no way that could be a hoax.
Female genitalia stuff. That's very real.
I've seen that.
The thing with the rat and the cinder block. That was an art project.
Apparently
the thing with the animals and the stiletto.
Apparently,
heels
I have created a form of that in the form of a chicken being crushed under my gut.
Ah.
Oh, Jack,
and you wondered why you got all the requests.
How did it feel to crush a chicken under your chest?
Tell us details.
Icky.
And I imagine the little feathers were kind of pointy and shit.
And when its intestines ejaculated onto your shirt, how was that?
Gross.
Yuck.
Gross. Changing the topic.
Anything ejaculated onto your shirt's not all good.
Not all good?
Some good?
End it quick.
Okay.
Marion and I found a really great site that was about the fetish of women wearing big headphones, like the Rant Radio.
Oh, it was great. I was going to put it up. Fetish of chicks wearing headphones.
Pages and pages,
pages
of women
of
wearing
it.
Headphones.
Okay, so people have,
kinda cute.
What? People have fetishes.
Pretty marvelous as fetishes
they
go.
They like to see chicks with headphones on?
Yeah, they love it.
Oh, I thought you meant there were chicks that like to have headphones on.
No.
Okay, here's the weirdest
I'll
fetish
put it up
I
on the IRC.
We're on the subject of fetishes. This one makes absolutely no sense. I once ran across a site that had pictures of all sorts of bizarre fetishes, but one of them really made me wonder. A fetish for people who like to have penectomies done.
Oh,
what's
first
that?
Off, you can only have one done once.
Okay, that's not much
not
of a fetish.
Not twice, so that should narrow things down
what,
as to what we're talking about removing.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
And second off, after you've had this penectomy, now what are you going to do?
Put it in a jar!
You've got a fetish where your cock gets cut off. And yeah, now you've got a dill pickle. What are you going to do?
Lorraine,
you will never get off again.
Tweet about it.
What a letdown.
Tweet.
I mean, barring modern miracle, I actually read somewhere that, what's his name, Bobbitt, afterwards, when he was doing those porns, apparently had to inject stuff directly into his penis in order to give him a hard-on to do the part, because it just don't work no more.
Don't work the way it used
figure,
to, huh?
Because, I mean, you think about what the
structure
is.
A couple
is.
Inches,
it's, it depends on capillaries, and you know those capillaries got pretty...
Crushed.
Yeah.
It was a steak knife, serrated, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
which
you may as well cut it off with a Dremel tool.
She didn't go through it in one quick slice. We're talking she had to work her way. By the way,
okay.
as I saw, the guy had a pair of penny shear safety scissors.
Penny shears, which are pretty tough.
They're called penny shears is because
they will actually cut a penny
in half
easily,
without dulling the blade on these things.
Yep.
The guy couldn't get through. He was chewing his way through with these damn things, and he couldn't get through.
No clean cut.
That first pee is gonna hurt.
Oh.
It's gonna look like a colander.
Yes, it's a gross hospital story.
Might as well set it up.
Story.
Might as well set up a gross hospital story, and I'll give her the gross.
No.
Story.
It's 9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm gonna play Apoc's last rant.
Okay.
No, that one's so yucky. Hey, we've got it in the archives. Eventually, you will be able to hear it.
Search a lot.
Just search a lot. I'm sure somebody out there knows which one it is.
Or don't.
This is APOC on racism. And we'll be back to say goodbye.
Hello, Rick.
Howdy, Jimbo. Y'all coming to the lynching tonight?
Sure am. Actually, you're excited, too. Keep that rattle.
Don't tell me you're bringing that dog to the lynching.
Why not? Old Max here hates Negroes just as much as the next fella. That's why I love him so much.
Okay, someone needs to help me out with this, because this makes absolutely no sense to me. How can a person who has all this racial hatred have a pet? I mean, when you think about it, it's pretty insane. They hate people because of a minor genetic difference, but they love their dog or cat, which is an entirely different species of animal. You figured if you're going to be xenophobic, they just hate all creatures except ones like you. And you know what people will tell you? Well, the dog's innocent. But, you know, a black man, they know better than to do what they do. And what is it that they have done to you? I mean, you have a pet, right? I mean, has a black man ever come into your house and shit on your living room floor? No, but a pet will do that. A dog, a cat. They'll come in, whatever, and it happens. And you still love them. One of the things that we have to do as a society as a whole is really come to the terms that racism exists. There are so many people in denial. What people don't even realize, I think, is what prejudice really means. It means to prejudge someone. The problem is that we can't do that. There's no consistent, realistic way for us to say, okay, these are all the bad people because they have a particular skin color or an eye color or a hair color. Not going to happen. And that's a good thing. We have to judge everyone individually. That's why the internet is so fucking amazing, because you have to do that thing. I have no idea if half the people I talk to are male, female, black, white, gay, straight. It doesn't fucking matter to me. All that matters is their personality, the way that they present themselves. I don't know if it's happened yet, but it's possible that a KKK person, a Klansman, and a Black Panther could be having a conversation, never realize that the other belongs to their particular group that they hate. They could even go so far as to actually just decide to meet each other and, you know, in a coffee shop one day. This is how stupid prejudice is. If some guy with blonde hair did something bad to you, you're going to hate all the guys with blonde hair because of it. Or, you know, if a girl with blue eyes gave a great blowjob, does that mean all the girls with blue eyes are going to give great blowjobs? No, it's all ridiculous. I mean, you might think those examples are pretty funny, but that's exactly the same level of mentality that racism is on. And people are all in denial about it. I'm not a racist, I just hate niggers. That is absurd. What the fuck does that mean? So you don't like somebody because of their culture? You hate, you know, that people wearing jackets? I hate to tell you, but that is a cultural thing. It's this lifestyle that goes between races.
And beyond that, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? I'm not really a racist. I just hate Nick. What the fuck? I'm not really a racist. I just have a white foot in my closet. I'm not really a racist because I go out with my buds and we burn crosses. When do you draw the line? You are prejudging people. You have a problem. And that's the first step to solving it, is to admit that you have a problem. Are people justifying it through this? Well, a shopkeeper will watch a black kid more than a white kid. Why is that? I'll tell you why. It's because the black kids are causing more crime in this country. You know what? That's bullshit. Because if you want to do your store security, if you want to do profiling along those lines, then you better keep an even better eye on the white guys who are middle-aged, rich, coming in with suits on, because they really fucking stole a hell of a lot more than black youth have ever in this country. Wake up.
White crime.
I'd like to see the figures on that.
Now, APOC, you know what your problem is, man? You're fucking prejudiced against rednecks. I don't like that shit. Because I'm just a country boy at heart, you know?
For the person who's been
it was dedicated to you, Dak. That's what he said.
Accused of being
a
racist.
Man, when are you going to get some good music on the stage? I want to hear some fucking Travis Tritt. I want to hear some...
Play some Skinner, man.
I am not a racist.
You hate everyone.
I know. However, I am, and I am openly
culturalist.
I am a cultural imperialist, and I am unapologetic. Isn't to that? Do I think our culture is better than anyone else's? No. Our culture sucks too. However, this is our culture. When you come over here, if you want to bring certain parts of your culture into ours and hold on to those and hold those traditions dear, that's fine. However, at any point where you think where your culture starts to interfere with the basic functions of ours, no, too bad, so sad, fuck you.
Yeah, I think the Indians would probably say the same thing.
No,
they fuck
I agree.
You, start dancing around the fire with the rain dance
I have
and
to,
hunting
I,
and
I have
fishing.
To, I have to agree with one simple, the Indians have been fucked. The white man has screwed the Native Americans, the Native Canadians, the Aborigines, wherever, whatever place you want to go. Europeans and colonizers have screwed Aborigines greater than any case I can think of. However, unfortunately, there's a lot more of us than there are them. Sucks to be them. Too fucking bad.
What happened?
So it's all right if the Chinese decide to move half their population over here. Then their culture gets to precede
okay,
ours.
Yeah, actually, that's valid. If the Chinese come over and conquer, and people start moving into where the Chinese live, I guess they're going to have to adapt to the fact that you speak Chinese over there.
And unfortunately, the thing is,
now,
we didn't really conquer in Canada. We just came over here.
No, we didn't.
And
we effectively
they moved,
conquered.
They moved out of the way, but...
Yo, they did, because they got
with the exception of a little bit of legal bleeding heartism. I'm not going to cover it anymore.
There's no point. There's not going to be a comfortable... There's not going to be... We have two choices. We have, honestly, with the native problem in Canada, we have two choices. We can either be complete liberal, bleeding hearts,
yeah,
and we can bankrupt our culture trying to be apologists.
Support them forever.
To being apologists for the last 200 years of mistakes, 300 years of mistakes, 400, 500, however long you want to call it.
Yeah.
Or they can try to adapt and get along in society, or they're not going to be very comfortable or happy with the results for the next 500 years.
What can you do? You can go, okay, listen, I didn't take your land away. Oh, so you want to sue the estate of the person that did take your land away. Guess what? That person's been dead for a bazillion years.
And it wasn't your land. It was your grandfather's land.
Yeah,
there's another thing is the whole culture thing makes me insane. Like in Quebec, they're bitching, we don't want to lose our culture. The culture of French people, it doesn't exist. Their only culture is protecting their culture. Their culture is defunct. Okay? There were English-speaking people, in the United States, for one thing. Do they resemble at all the people that existed when the French people moved to North America?
No.
And when the French government was ousted and the British took over in British North America?
No. Not even close.
No, but what culture are they trying to protect? They're creating a culture.
You know what the problem is?
Controlling its progress. They're controlling the way it changes because it has to change, right? Yeah. They're just trying to control it. They're creating a culture.
Here you're going to hear Uncle Dak say something that I know at least Ronan Medic never thought he would hear say. Irish question. There's another point.
Just a question?
Well, the Irish, the troubles that, as we call them, that have been going on for the last 25, 30 years, or actually longer than that, but the latest splat of them, all I have to say is, and this is coming from both sides, both the Protestant and the Catholic, they're both fucking morons. At one point, the Catholics had an argument in the simple fact that, you know, the government didn't treat them entirely fairly. Well, sorry, about a few years ago, the Irish, the British government stepped in, made an apology, and started treating the Irish a lot, the Catholics a lot fairer up in Northern Ireland. As soon as that happened, as far as I'm concerned, the IRA, all the rest of them had nothing more to fucking say. What's, however, still going on there, including the Protestants and their argument of, well, this is our land and we're never going to turn it in, we're not going to share power, now they're the ones being the fucking morons. So when you get right down to it, the people that are the most problem in Ireland are the Irish. That's the part that I knew Ronan Medic would never thought he would hear me
from
say.
From my ears.
Can I make a comment about the Quebec thing? The people in Quebec are trying so hard to fight against their culture that it doesn't seem to have occurred to them that their problem is not English Canada. Their problem is the states. Mm-hmm. English Canada is not the cultural imperialist. We did not try and for like what piece of Canadian culture have we attempted to foist upon the Americans? Are we trying to force them to watch much music?
We've already sent apologies for Anne Murray.
This is the thing, though. Meanwhile, the Americans have the. I mean, I've actually seen, like, I remember seeing an interview with one of the heads of one of the big U.S. networks said, "Well, you know, if your culture can't survive, in the context of a 24-hour media barrage of nothing but American content, then I guess there's just something wrong with your culture."
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think. And you know, you the Americans are just like, oh, there's this little city called Quebec, and they speak French there. And it's in North America. It's really cute.
They have a word for everything.
Yeah, they have a French word for everything over there, except they have, like, foreign money. It's, like, it's not American and stuff. Like, you know, and this is the, and the, these are the people.
It's like France, only with better hygiene.
Well, this is the problem, and they're so concerned over whether there's an apostrophe S at the end of the signs that hasn't occurred to them. That, I mean, English Canada is not the issue. English Canada
there's millions
is fighting
of,
the
there
same
are millions
cultural,
of French people
is
in
for the same,
Quebec. Millions of them.
The same cultural...
And they're not going to just disappear
we're, but the
like
thing
that.
Is, we're, the, thing is, the English Canadians, we can argue, we the English Canadians are sort of dealing with the same cultural pressures as... The French Canadians.
Very true.
We just happen to speak the same language as the Americans.
What culture?
Yeah,
it's not.
And
it's
who,
not a matter of
where
we've lost culture. What are the Americans the same they were as 25 years ago? No,
nope.
They've changed. We've changed. We just happen to have changed to the same, to much closer to the same thing.
And whose culture is it? And
we
if,
still
if,
love hockey.
If the individual
the Americans now love hockey too, though, so. We're sucking their culture out! Ah!
Calm.
I thought the French played hockey first.
I don't know.
Absorbing us.
Whatever.
And then when the sweatshirt showed up for the first time...
The sweatshirt, and it was the wrong team!
Basketball's a Canadian game.
Yes.
No, it's not a Canadian. It's not
baseball,
a. It's not a Canadian game.
No,
it was just created by a Canadian.
This is being argued now. They say that Samuel Doubleday was the inventor.
Abner
Doubleday was the inventor of baseball. However, he did invent it. However, the first place he tried out a game might have been Montreal.
Okay.
Which essentially means you have an American in Canada. Who plays the first game of baseball?
Okay.
Things you don't see in American history books.
Things you don't care about in.
Yeah, that's another good point. Like, imagine
yeah,
how much we all care
a
about
prime
sports.
Example: Alexander Graham Bell. Canadian textbooks say he was Canadian. American textbooks say he was American.
Really?
Yes.
What's the controversy there? Where did he live?
We're not sure. When you're on the border.
He basically some of the things he did in Canada, some of the work he did in the United States. The first phone system was
where was
actually,
he born?
He was both.
He was born in Canada.
We win.
That's pretty conclusive. Did he live in... Okay, maybe he had dual citizenship, and we're just ignoring the other half.
There was a point where this whole question of nationalism...
But what is Canadian anyway? It's like the Brian Adams thing. It, If it was written and sung by a Canadian but produced by an American, you're Canadian. It has to be 2 out of 3. What makes you Canadian?
I can understand. I have to say I sympathize with the concept of CanCon. But it's got it. There's weird things.
Good and bad.
Lenny Kravitz's cover of American
Canadian content.
Can I just Lenny Kravitz's cover of American Woman qualifies as Canadian content.
Really?
But yes, because the song was the song, the music, and the lyrics. There's your two for CanCon. Are Canadian. The lyrics are quite unmistakably Canadian, and the song was written by Canadian writers.
I thought it was produced.
Apparently this is the way it counts now. So it counts as CanCon. Meanwhile, I was reading this article about it, and they couldn't figure out there was this one, there was a woman in Toronto and who sang R&B, and they couldn't figure it out because they're like, okay, well, she was born in the Caribbean, but she lives in Canada, but we're not really sure about the status of her citizenship. We don't want to try and call her up about this.
We're wondering if we can include her in the 30% that we have to play.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like on one hand, CanCon is good because it's without it, I think a lot of Canadian artists are getting there. On the other hand, it also led to overplay of a lot of really bad dreck on
1995. I have a very simple and final solution to this problem.
The final solution.
It involves the CRT.
Stop that.
It involves the CRTC and a wood chipper.
Hey,
the problem is then we would have another Alice repeater station here.
Let's think about this. I actually kind of like the way Canadian media is regulated a little bit. I hate it, but it's good in that look at Canadian bands like Matthew Good, Our Lady Peace, Tragically Hip,
Bare Naked Ladies.
Bands like that, I don't think they would have stood a chance in the States unless they've been nurtured in Canada.
What it comes down to is they
do well in Canada, and now they're going down to the States and they're doing well.
There's far more talented people out there than our society needs. There's far more talented, there's far more people out there that could be in a band or are in a band but don't hit it. And it's not necessarily because they're not good enough. It's just because there's only so much room for famous people and for bands.
And you know, it's another thing, too, is that you think of the demographics. In Canada, we listen to rock a hell of a lot more than they do in the States now. So, if you're a rock band, a really good rock band, trying to go in the States, you're going to have a much rougher time of it.
Yeah, you have to be a cowboy.
You have to be a cowboy or have to be
second is what, like, rap?
Yeah. By the way, to end this entire argument, I think on the best final note we can pull on it, I Am Canadian Joe, the actor who did that, is leaving Canada to take a job down in Hollywood.
That's how it works.
He's an actor.
Yes, I know.
Okay, that's not
who I care about. I don't care about the guy who screamed. I'd love to know who the person is who
wrote
that. The ad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love to know who wrote
Although
that
Although I think it's pretty fucking sad that the most current statement of Canadian pride is a fucking beer commercial.
Yeah.
I don't think it's sad, I think it's pretty cool.
No. It's from the same series. It's from the same series, but it's the one, and the beaver is a truly proud and noble mammal.
The thing that I would find hysterical.
It's etched into the brains of every Canadian out there. I'm sure most of our American audience are going, what fucking beer ad? Look at, I'm pretty sure it's on AdCritic.
AdCritic.com. Yes.
Look it up. It's really it makes our chests swell with pride.
I think the funniest point that
Joe's
probably,
rant, I believe, it's
we could find from the whole thing is if we discover that the writer of the I Am Canadian ad was an American.
Oh, that's
I'm
perfect.
Pretty sure.
I doubt it.
I'm pretty sure that it's a Canadian ad agency. I think they're the same people who do the Fruit of the Loom ads that are like the little. The sort of going on the fishing on the lines the laundry lines and the ones about the Special K ads which have like the black and white photos the guy slapping the sunscreen lotion onto himself and the guys in the bar going I have my mother's hips, I just have to deal with that. Yeah. There's this one agency, they're fucking brilliant ads actually. I'm pretty sure that Joe's rant is done by the same agency.
Wow! You look at the time; it's 9:15.
Hey, guess what? I need to fuck off.
You want to leave? People want to leave.
It's been fun. It's been a blast. But I think a lot of the people actually want to get their names read so that they can do something really weird. Called,
yeah.
Like, 9 hours, 21 minutes, or
Yeah, like that.
21
my
hours and 40 minutes.
Sticky. People in the IRC.
It's really sweaty and gross in here.
Is it?
Slap me now.
I'm wrong.
Slap me.
Mr. Echo, Holy Dio, Smokehouse, Soul Raper, Pseudo,
what?
Apocalypse, Jodath, More Live, Pele, Case, Erase, Link RX, Apoc, Caponex, Kexler, Miss Echo, Ms. Echo, Sideslide, Templar Knight, Soul Trance, no, not another marathon, Glitch, Scarecrow, Buck X, Half Elf, Terrell, Skitty, Platinum Dragon, Battlewax, Kha'Zix, Music, Star Babies, Urstor, Sparky, and the Death Licker. And of course, Studio is in there. And we are Studio. That's everyone else looking at the IRC. And, what's going on over there?
Oh, they're abusing themselves.
She just realized.
Hitting yourselves on the wall.
She just realized
why.
I turned to them and told them to slap me. Somebody to slap me to keep me from saying something.
Okay.
Because she had just said, my butt's sticky.
Okay.
We have these vinyl couches. By the time the night's over, we have to like peel ourselves off of them, like our asses are glued.
Stop. You can't make it any better. You just have to shut up and hope nobody else pays attention. That's the best you can do. Because right now everybody out there is visualizing. Girl on the left
that's
peeling her
butt.
Sticky
there
ass off another
couch.
Couch. Smokehouse is like.
My God, it sounds like a Dremel.
Ow, that sounds painful.
Not leather.
Oh, yeah.
Leather couches.
Preheated to 20 million degrees Kelvin.
Who's having the fit?
Oh,
it's Dak.
I know. I laugh a lot higher than you would think that should come out of this body. I get going. I actually sound like Muttley off of those old commercials.
Oh.
Cartoons.
Catch that pigeon.
Catch that pigeon.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're all going to say goodbye now. Reminiscing about cartoons from the 70s.
From intelligent radio discourse to fun with free association.
Well, you know, it is 9 o'clock. We've just been eating
sugar rations. So we have whatever the government's put in these.
We're just sleeping into a company.
I can see through time.
I can feel the music.
Why is your head turned into
a giant chicken?
On the walls of the house, fading in, fading out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drex.
This is why I skipped the fruit punch with the brominated liquids in it.
That. Yeah,
I had three. I'm feeling great.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
I'm Private Drexel, and it's time to say goodbye.
Once again.
Goodbye.
And? Enki?
I guess I should say, fuck off to all of you out there. Have a good week. And remember, drink lots of chlorinated hydrocarbons.
Sounds great. This is Ronan Maddox saying farewell to all out there. And kind remember to, if you do see a race, please stop in, purchase a ticket, go in, and see the band. Shameless plug here.
Erase? Okay.
Yes, they rock.
Okay. In the vicinity of Vancouver.
Brominated.
Brominated fruit. Yes, it's his own personal mic, which nobody else touches.
This is your old Uncle Dak saying, don't be kind to the stupid.
Encourage them to do stupider things.
Help them wipe them out.
There was a bomb scare in the Amex at Fort Lewis today. We go there after our exercise every time. We got there, and as we were cooking up our hot dogs in their parking lot of the essentially a tiny little shopping mall on the base.
Yes.
Americans. All these MPs start driving around and walking around with their pistols, and there was a bomb scare in the building, so it made a... May have blown up. We don't know.
I don't know.
We moved across the street into another parking lot.
We're believing.
And then drove away after we cleaned up.
That
was exciting.
That's beautiful. Were you with Americans at this point, or were you just all Canadians at that point?
Well, there were Americans around us.
Because I don't think Canadians would normally set up a barbecue and cook hot dogs in a parking lot. I think they need to have Americans with them before they'll try something so amazingly trashy.
No. Parking. We Canadians figure parking lots are only for like upgrading, like working on your automobile if you're at a Canadian Tire. Other than that, they're for parking your car.
And there's another weird cultural thing that pops up too in America that you don't see up here. Canadians, unless they've been exposed to a large number of Americans, don't know what a tailgate party is.
No.
The idea of blowing up a ton of beer in the back of your motor vehicle, drinking until you're pissed, and then 4x4ing through the mud until you crash, doesn't occur to us as a group. But you go down to the States, or you hang out with Canadians who know a lot of Americans, tailgate parties are everywhere. I went down to the Supercross. Yes, I went to watch the Supercross. I have never seen so many people drinking in their vehicles in my life. Stumbling around in the parking lot. That said, I had a great time. And to be honest, by the time I was halfway to the Supercross before watching it, I was, well...
Half gunned?
Yeah, no, I was all gunned.
You're all gunned.
You were locked and loaded.
I hear McGrath didn't win, but I don't remember.
I will not marry you, Poison Cheeto.
Anyways, that's our extra long checkout tonight.
Anyways,
girl on the
left and...
Girl on the left.
Yeah,
Or Dak.
I said.
Uncle Dak said, basically, be cruel to stupid.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and what was I going to say? I was going to try and come up with some kind of colon.
About your colon?
Eat more colon.
Yeah, I was going to try and come up with some kind of colon joke, but the sugar high from the...
We've cleaned out her colon. Thoroughly.
Next week, girl from the left will try to have more creamy filling for her colon.
Oh...
Wow.
Why do I do this to myself?
Just don't say anything.
Just hit him.
Why do I do this to myself?
Just hit him.
Why do I...
You're a masochist. You enjoy it.
Just hit him.
Because they say they love you?
This is the most amount of...
That's right. I have a horrible addiction to praise from strangers.
That's right. Kaponek.
He's big and he doesn't feel pain like the rest of us.
Kaponek barely found Langley on the Atlas. Now he's got to find a place called Tawasin. Yes, it's actually smaller than Langley.
Yes.
Tawasin, have fun spelling it, buddy.
It's actually pronounced Sawasin. There, that's even harder.
It starts with a T, yeah.
Sawassen. I don't think there's a double W.
Yeah, you Americans have Mississippi, we have Tawasin.
Yes.
And you see,
trade, yeah.
Better literacy.
Oh,
it's true.
Say goodnight, .com, girl.
A nice little goodnight to everyone and a nice little goodnight image.
Nice
somewhere
try,
in Surrey, there's a guy named Dan driving around my old Honda Civic, gray, rusty. On the back is my favorite bumper sticker, which I bought in Seattle. Stupidity should be painful.
Yeah, that's a pleasant moment.
What was it, the Templar Knights?
That's something.
Stupidity should be painful. I guess that's where I come in.
Yes.
No, stupidity wasn't made painful, so that's where, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Have a good one, all.
6 days, 21 hours. And we'll see you again next week.
Bye.
With Sean Maybe.
Maybe.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.